from the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto.
One, two,
Roz
and Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
I Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
Amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
I know this sounds like I pulled it from a magazine, from your mother's den.
Uh-oh.
But it's not. Does your relationship pass this 10-question love test?
Oh, no.
And they're this pretty standard. Like, no, they're pretty standard,
Cosmo
though.
From 1988?
Yeah, I know. Is your man happy? No, it's your fault.
Can you imagine? Oh, no.
Yeah. So let me go through these. I was hoping for something a little bit more salacious as well, but these are very, very standard questions.
Okay.
Are you a good fit for each other? What in the hell does that mean? Like a good fit? Like
big spoon, little spoon?
Just as people or like physically? Well, let's go with both then. Are you a good fit with each other?
Yeah.
Yes. Right, Maury?
I would assume.
What do you mean? You would assume?
It's worked for 11 years.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't really mean that much.
I'm going to say spiritually.
Spiritually? What the hell happened to you over vacation? Spiritually.
Yeah, that's weird, man.
I've never known you to be a spiritual person, Maury. Is your relationship grounded in friendship? Is question two.
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we like the same things, Marilyn Monroe.
No, is your relationship grounded in friendship? I did not say, do you and your partner have a kinship for Marilyn Monroe?
Yeah, we're friends.
No, is your relationship grounded in friendship?
Okay, so you mean grounded in the sense that is it like
when
at the end of the day,
everything away? If you took everything away,
yeah.
All the riches and fame, Maury.
Yeah.
If you took everything away, what you would be left with was the fact that you two were still friends. That you're friends.
Oh no.
Okay. No. No was the answer. Thank you. Marilyn Monroe would also be an acceptable answer for that one. Do you see the best in each other?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, Mocha, I know you guys do.
I see the best in him.
Okay, Maury, do you see the best in each other?
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to go back on vacation in 10 minutes. Do you see the best in each other?
Yes.
Yes, you do. Okay, we'll give you that one. Do you have realistic expectations for each other?
No.
The expectations are like you feel that you should be allowed to load the dishwasher.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, okay. I should be allowed to do whatever I want.
Okay. Do you generally want the same things?
Oh, definitely.
Things like kids or a nice house?
No.
No, you do not.
Right. I'd be fine with whatever.
Right. Can you raise issues with each other and talk them out?
No.
Oh, most definitely. Oh.
Yeah.
No. Hell no.
Okay.
If I know it's best for me. If I want dinner.
Do you keep things exciting?
Oh.
All right. Listen to Monk over there. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Should I keep dinging?
We'll skip Maury on that one. Just a whole other conversation.
Maury's gonna sound like this.
All right. Are you both committed to working through tough times?
Oh, of course.
No. Okay.
You're not? Oh my God, dude.
Okay.
That's your husband.
Would you pull together during hard times, which is different from the previous question?
Yes.
Like death. Yes.
Not of one of you,
no,
but like
somebody.
Yeah. And question 10, do you think that they would have a better life if you did die?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that really question 10?
No, it's not.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Damon Maury was in Hollywood. For work?
Pursuing his dream like, being a big star.
Like, were you interviewing somebody or were you down there auditioning while trying to find new work while we're on vacation?
Well, I mean, I'm sent for work to do interviews and stuff. But if an audition came up, I would take
it. But did an audition come up?
No.
No, okay. I knew nothing happened. I just needed Maury to say the words that nobody wants him.
Oh, oh man, harsh,
did
dude.
You miss me? Of course I did.
Okay, good. No, so Hollywood was good, though?
Oh, my God, so much fun.
Yeah?
I was only there for like a day, but it was so pretty quick, cool. Huh? I love it there.
Yeah.
And I even Ubered to the Golden Girls house.
Really?
Yeah.
How far is it from where you were staying?
Like 5 minutes away.
Because when you were, where did you go the last time where you spent so much money on an Uber to go to somewhere famous?
I was staying in Beverly Hills, but then I went to this far off town just to see the mall and the house from Back to the Future.
Right. How much did you spend on Uber that day?
$150 US.
Yeah. Do you know how far you have to go to spend $150 in an Uber?
Yeah.
You know you can do that tour on YouTube for free, right? Yeah. I've done it many, many times.
So you were down there and it was fantastic, and you had the opportunity to what? Go and talk to people on the street?
It's my favorite thing to do when I'm in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Talk to Americans about Canadians.
Yes, it's Demi Moore in Hollywood talking to Americans to see how much they know about Canada.
When it comes to like a cool tagline or an intro, you can't have multiple.
Yeah.
Right? You gotta stick with one. We're okay. Either going, it's Demi Moore in Hollywood. Like, you can't just, and not everything has to be a thing.
It seems like this needs a big intro.
Okay.
And it's got like four major parts okay, of this intro, okay, by okay, the way. Yeah.
Yes, it's Demi Moore in Hollywood talking to Americans to see how much they know about Canada, our home and native land. What was something you recently learned about Canada?
It's nothing to do out there. My father told me he was just there.
When I say 2 for 1, what am I talking about?
2 for 1? Like, you get 2 for 1, for the price of 1. Something like that. 2 for 1.
Yeah.
Twofer.
Heifer, twofer? I don't think we have those in LA. Yeah, 2 cows is a twofer.
We finna head to your house and have a twosome or foursome? Hey, well, what the hey?
If I ask for homo milk, what am I asking for?
Milk made at home?
If I ask for homo milk, what am I asking for?
Milk that is made from homo cows. Gay cows. Milk that is made from gay cows.
If I was giving you a Kinder surprise, oh, what am I giving you?
Is that something you do in bed? Cosplay? Something like that? Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's like cosplay action right there.
And if I'm drinking from a Mickey, what am I doing?
Oh, no, you're drinking from a boot, like Mickey Mouse boot.
What am I buying with Canadian Tire money?
Tires. Yeah. I don't know if that's their currency or what, but Canadian Tire, I don't know, tires, I guess.
What am I buying with Canadian Tire money?
That's the money that Canada designates specifically for buying tires. Yeah, I would go and buy tires.
Yep, you're buying
that. Money that is allocated for tires.
Yep. Yeah, that's exactly it. Our government issued Canadian Tire money.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, it's Roz and Mocha. Who's this?
Hi, it's Renee.
What's up, Renee? How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. What's going on?
Okay, so a couple months ago, I started listening to you guys, and I called in when I imitated your laugh.
Whose laugh? Mocha's laugh
your
or
laugh.
Roz's laugh?
Mocha's laugh.
Okay.
As I've been listening to you for the past couple of months, I realized that Roz and Maury both have an imitation-worthy laugh as well.
Oh, okay. Renee. Let me just point out the fact that Roz is not smiling right now. So, Renee, if we can back up, just remind everyone, if you can imitate my laugh, Mocha's laugh, real quick.
Okay.
Let's see how close you get.
Wow. That's so good.
Yeah, that's like bang on.
Wow.
Okay, so let's save yeah, Roz for
really
last. Let's go with Damon Maury's laugh now, please, Renee, if you would.
Okay.
Wheeze! You forgot the wheeze
yeah,
at the end.
Yeah, I would say Maury's got that wheeze.
You got a wheeze, baby.
Okay, now Roz's laugh.
Okay, now Roz's is the one that's kind of like it's the non-committal laugh. This is his signature sound to me. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I sound like the Babadook.
Renee, how long have you been practicing these laughs?
Whenever I'm in the car.
Oh,
fantastic. Bang on.
Renee, Renee, do it. Do my laugh again just so we have a nice clean recording of it, okay?
Okay.
Go.
Bang on.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Is it that time, Roz?
Yeah, and I don't know why. I don't want to do this.
What?
Mouth charades is, first of all, this worst game ever.
Pause.
Yeah, what?
Well, we're going to play it.
I know. I'm just prefacing this. I'm trying to make excuses before I lose. Allow me to do that.
Okay.
Allow me to enter this whole thing with dignity.
Proceed.
It's a terrible game. It's wildly unfair. It is completely stacked against me. I know there's a conspiracy. I've never once got a single point in this game.
Because you suck at it.
Now that we've said all this,
yeah,
we can play.
And now it's time for the game everybody loves to play. It's like charades, but you make the noise of clues with your mouth. It's mouth charades. So get ready, get silly, and start to make those mouth charades.
All right, I love this game.
Okay, how mouth charades works, very much like regular charades, only the clues are given with sounds. Dammit Maury will be the clue giver. It is me, Roz, versus Mocha. Mocha has a 100% record in mouth charades, winning every single time we've played. Remember, Maury, no body movements. You were not allowed
to
do.
I have to move my lips.
You know what I mean?
I'm just saying.
God, see, this is honestly, you didn't know what I meant.
You said no body parts.
No, but
that's
you didn't.
A body
no, I
part.
Didn't. I said no body movement. You didn't know what I meant when I said that. Like, you didn't understand what I was getting at.
Well, I was just trying to correct you.
No, you weren't. You were trying to be funny and distract me. No body movements.
No, Roz,
for
like,
real.
Like really mad right now.
Except for me.
Okay. You're not allowed to do pantomime stuff with your hands. No head gestures. Nothing like that. Just make the sounds
so stay
with your
stiff.
Mouth. Thank you.
So what's going to happen is, there's 20 seconds on the clock.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to hear a ding mm-hmm. to signify the start of those 20 seconds. There's going to be 20 seconds of silence and then a double buzzer to signify the end of those 20 seconds that we have to guess.
All right, Mocha, would you like to go first?
Yes.
Okay.
Damn, Amori, let's see what that mouth do.
All right, 20 seconds on the clock. And go.
A dog, barking dog. Barking up a tree. A dog barking on the inside of the house. Sitting on the toilet having a bad, hard time.
Having a hard time.
A chainsaw!
Oh. What was it, Maury?
Someone with a gag in their mouth.
Oh.
Oddly, I did that one well.
You said it, bro.
You know when you watch somebody do something great that you know that they're really, really good at and they've practiced their whole lives?
Except that one practiced.
Yeah, Maury, okay. you are the Tony Hawk of gag in the mouth right now. Okay, it's...
Oh my god, that is like next level beast.
That wasn't the sound.
You sound like a raptor.
That wasn't the sound.
A raptor. That wasn't my sound?
That was not your sound.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
okay, ready?
Damn,
okay.
I thought I got one.
Here we go. Okay. And go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Well, this
oh,
isn't...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
You're getting... Mm. You're getting touched. Mm. Someone's touching you in a nice way.
Mm.
Oh, and then they just squeeze too hard.
Mm.
Okay, you're somebody who... What was that?
Someone getting a really good massage.
Oh.
You were close though, Roz.
You were almost there. You just had it.
So were you, by the sounds of it.
Okay, next word. You ready, Damon Maury?
Yeah. Okay, you're up.
Oh, getting punched in the face. Boxing. Getting punched in the stomach.
Yeah, yeah.
Boxing.
Yeah.
Hey! That's one for Mocha. Mm-hmm. Let me mark that down. Here we go. Thank you.
Great.
Okay, Roz, are you ready?
No, but okay.
Your word. You got it? You ready, Maury?
Yeah.
That is... That That's a oh, that's a per, that's a it's like a wave. It's a it's the perfect storm. That
oh. I'm so dizzy. Ocean waves.
Oh. I said waves.
You said waves. You said waves.
Do we give him half a point?
No, I mean he said waves. I said are waves. Bro.
If I say waves,
but this says ocean waves.
What other waves are there?
Sea.
What's the sea?
Sea waves.
Man.
All right. Can we just say right
yeah,
now?
Yeah. Yeah. You got it. You got it. Okay.
Thank you.
Tiebreaker.
I wouldn't have given it to you.
Tiebreaker.
I said ocean wave. I said waves.
You said waves.
Oh, see, this is why. See what I say? Listen, conspiracy. Mouse charades. There is a vast right-wing conspiracy, quote-unquote, Hillary Clinton, hashtag I'm with her, going on here to dethrone me of my dignity.
Okay, Dan and Maury, yeah. This is the tiebreaker right here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, a pigeon. A turkey! Turkey! A chicken! A goat. Man, I don't know this one. What the hell is that?
A dolphin.
Bro, that ain't
that
no
is
dolphin.
Not a dolphin.
I've seen videos of sonar videos of dolphins. No. And they
You've seen
dolphin.
Sonar videos of dolphins.
Don't yeah, dolphins always, go like, ee.
No, yeah,
go,
that's no. what they do.
They go,
no,
no, that's dolphins a whale. Are
like, dolphins are like more like,
yeah.
Oh, the videos I've seen, they go,
No.
I don't trust any videos that you watch, Mark. Okay, one more.
All right.
Okay.
Go. That's a beehive. That is a, that's an AK-47. Kalashnikov. That is, oh, what is it?
A rattlesnake.
Excuse me?
Rattlesnake. I'll show you the word.
Excuse me?
Rattlesnake. That's the tail.
Oh my God. Okay, could we just, you want to just end on a tie?
No, we got to do
what
a
are we,
one.
Soccer?
Okay. Okay, fine, next word. Stomach growling. A hungry bear. A truck? Is it a trombone? A tuba!
Yes!
A tuba.
Yes.
Oh! Ha ha! Let me just check the score here. Yeah, it's 2-1 for Mocha!
Even the dolphins are happy.
That's how you play mushroom. The Roz and Mocha
Show podcast. Damn it, Maury tried to show me his tan lines.
Oh, go on.
But he had to. So Maury drives me to work every day like an angel. And
wow.
He's got his cargo shorts on today. And whenever it's shorts day, it warms my heart a little bit, right?
Why?
Because Maury walks.
You get to see Maury's legs?
Yeah, he carries himself a little differently. It's like fun Maury, right? Okay. Like cargo short Maury is fun Maury with the belt and everything else. And then I get in the car and I comment on the shorts. I'm like, hey, shorts day. And then Maury says, let me show you my tan line, because he and his husband, Damon Matthew, went to the beach this weekend. And then Maury pulls his shorts up so high. Like, yeah. Let me just say, if you're wearing anything, right, and you pull it up high enough, you're going to get to see skin that has never hit sun. Like, you're going to have a tan line.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
Right, but there was no definitive shorts tan line. So Maury just pulled his shorts up as high as they would go up his thigh, because it was more of a gradual thing.
Okay.
Because the cargo shorts wear loose, so when you're lying on the beach, it's not like a definitive line like when you wear a bikini.
What were you tanning in?
I was tanning in my cargo shorts and my belt.
Yeah.
Oh, you weren't on the beach laying in like Speedos or...
No, it was cargo shorts with the big belt hanging around. He just took his shirt off. Like it was his lunch break from pouring footings for a new condo.
Like
that's
hot
happening,
as in sexy?
Right?
No, cargo shorts just like
they're thick.
Yeah,
it's so thick.
It's like you might as well be wearing a comforter.
Yeah,
and like, then halfway through tanning, I realized I still had my keys and belt in my pocket too.
Cargo shorts. It's so thick. You got canvas on canvas on canvas, and it's all buttoned up and everything else.
I went hunting for other shorts to wear.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I went hunting for other shorts.
That's what you and Matthew call what you do on the beach with my hunting belt and no shirt on. I got my cargo shorts, lots of pockets.
So, wait.
Like,
so
he had nice, loose fitting shorts or whatever, but I don't have anything other than four
Matthew's
pairs of
a very
cargo
stylish
shorts.
Guy.
Yeah, he is.
I have to admit, Matthew's a very stylish guy. So you're wearing your comforter pants on the beach, and where does your tan. But your cargo shorts go below your knee.
I know, yeah, but he has to
pull. So where's your tan line from
now,
your knee?
Do you, when you lie there, do you do that move where you roll up your pant leg to get more of the thighs tan?
No, I lie on the beach with my legs up, and then I roll them down.
Question.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Question. You mean you roll them up. Question. Are you also wearing shoes and socks when you're tanning?
No, I take those off, but...
Did you wear socks to the beach, though?
Yeah, I wear socks to the beach.
Oh, yeah, of course. Okay.
That's okay. A ridiculous question, okay. Ross.
And Lynn, are you wearing the belt today?
Yeah, I'm wearing the exact same thing.
Oh, God, look at all that hair on your belly.
You know what's funny, Maury? Because Maury just lifted up his shirt. You know what's funny? If I had to place a bet, right? To me, you seem like the kind of guy that would have an Audi. And I'm actually really quite amazed that you have an innie. Anyway, let me see the belt.
Okay.
Why are your undies pulled so far up over your shorts,
are you wearing
man?
Swim trunks underneath your cargo pants?
Those are my boxers.
Can I just say to somebody? Okay, so Maury has
wearing shorts on shorts.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
You should have just taken off the cargo shorts when you're laying on the beach and just lay in your boxers.
Yeah.
And nobody would know the difference.
I would not be allowed to do.
Do
that.
Your boxers have pockets? See where the cargo boxers. But you know, it's really interesting too, Maury, because Maury wears cargo shorts, and normally when you wear a belt with cargo shorts, sometimes you can find like an athletic type canvasy, you know, sort of belt. Maury wears a black suit belt with his cargo shorts.
Yeah, totally.
Right, and no shirt on. Look at the tan line.
So you can see the line right here.
Yeah,
right where the knee is.
Yeah.
That's not really much of a tan, though.
No, it's really
like your
not
knee's that dark, but everything else.
My legs are glistening.
Wait, how is it?
It just looks like you slid across the rug for like.
Yeah, it's just really bad rug burn that you have.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Bonjour, mes amis.
Look at me.
I'll be able to fit right in Paris. Air Transat flies daily to Paris, by the way.
Which is incredible. There's so much to love about Paris. Why? It's just, it's the city. Everybody falls in love. And if you're not in love, you're going to fall in love. It's just, it's all about love. But also things I love about the French. I love the kiss that they gave the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the fries that they gave the world.
Of course.
And the accent ain't bad either. But my favorite is the French way of cooking a steak. Because you know me, I'm all about the French way of cooking a steak.
Which is
in a blazing hot pan as opposed to over some sort of barbecue grill.
Oh, okay.
The blazing hot pan gives it that best crust. So when you order like a proper steak frites when you're actually in France, it is life-changing. It's
and that
very,
came
it's,
from France?
Yeah,
really?
It's very difficult to go back. Most great things we eat come from France. That's just the reality of the world. And go there and eat it all. Butter and bread until you cannot eat any more butter and bread, and when you think you can't, you're like, hey, give me more wine.
Oh, right?
Yeah, and then you French.
And then
you right? And then you all just eat butter and bread, and you just French the whole time. It's amazing.
Walk all that fat off by hitting up the Eiffel Tower, Notre Dame. Yeah. Actually, they don't pronounce it that way over there. I believe they pronounce it Notre Dame.
Yeah, probably, as they should.
Get all the info you need to know on your flight to Paris by visiting airtransat.com.
Okay, let's take a phone call.
Hi, it's Ron Zamoka. What's up?
Hi. I'm just calling to say, like, how big of a fan I am of you guys.
Oh, wow. What's your name?
My name's Nick, and I'm calling from Ottawa, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What's going on in Ottawa?
I currently got woken up earlier than normal for my job, and I'm just like, oh, God.
Oh. What do you do for a living?
I deliver medical-grade oxygen all around Ottawa, and I'm currently on call, and, well, unfortunately, a hospital discharged someone without calling us first.
Wow. Question for you. Do you listen to us on KISS in Toronto, or do you listen to us on KISS in Ottawa?
My work gave me a phone, and as far as I know, it has unlimited data, and so, like I said, I drive for work. oh, hush.
So you listen to the Roz and Mocha Show using your unlimited data on your phone in Ottawa.
Yes.
You listen to the Toronto show.
Yes.
Okay. Do you know that?
I love the KISS station in Ottawa. Like, they're great, but it's just late at night, like after 7 p.m.
Yeah.
They'll throw on the Roz and Mocha Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, podcast. And then, so I'm just like, okay, cool. And then I started listening to the podcast while driving to work. And I'm on like episode 37, 38 now over the past 2 weeks. That's how much I drive.
Holy cow. Last week we only dropped episode 41, episode 42 is tomorrow.
Yeah. No, and it's been real great, and it's so awesome to talk to you from Ottawa. Sorry about the Senators.
We had a circle.
These
days.
No, it
is. Go.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? It's really quite amazing because you know it was such a long process to get this show to other people in different parts of the country. So as we know, the big audience in Toronto, and then Ottawa. We're on in Kingston. We're on in Vancouver, Victoria. So it's really amazing. It's really great to talk to you guys, and you know it's always incredible to hear somebody who enjoys the show, but it's even more incredible when it is somebody from a city where we are not based, because that was the goal, was to just sort of introduce this show to you guys and also to meet you guys.
I love you guys. You guys are great, especially whenever I have a crappy moment, like with work or whatever. I get slammed for work or just real life comes in. Listening to you guys, like, you guys just change my mood almost instantly. Mocha, your laugh is like so infectious that like I can't stay pissed at one thing.
Oh wow, that's so nice.
I'm gonna tell you how incredible this compliment really is. Let me break this down for people. So we're talking to a guy right now who says that when he's in a bad mood, he listens to this show to change that mood. This is also a guy who has access to medical grade oxygen.
You can use that oxygen anytime you want.
He chooses us over medical grade oxygen.
Yeah, it's like the 99.9% pure stuff, man. Do you want compressed or liquid?
Oh my God, Nick in Ottawa, listen, you have no idea how much this phone call means to us. You have no idea how much you listening to the Roz and Mocha show means to us. Thank you so much, dude.
No, thank you.
Say hi to the rest of Canada, bro.
Hi, Canada. What's up? Go Ottawa, but secretly Cool Leafs go.
Also, between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite? Tell Canada right now.
Mocha.
Oh, that was too easy, bro. You're on that oxygen again, huh?
No, I'm not. But to be honest, to get through, I told Maury, I'm like, hey, I just want to tell Roz and Mocha how much I love Maury. He's like, absolutely.
Of course, it's you guys. Oh, wow, you really listen to this show.
Yep.
Thank you, Nick.
You're welcome.
Take care, brother.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Shaquille O'Neal was in town. What was he doing at Krispy Kreme, Maury?
So he owns a Krispy Kreme in the U.S., and he's an ambassador. So he was in. He came to town to hang out with Canadian fans.
Like he owns a franchise of Krispy Kreme?
Yeah, who knew?
He's so much better with his money than I am.
Yeah, but clearly he makes a lot of dough.
Clearly he makes a lot of dough. And he's huge, right? How do we figure out how tall Shaq is?
Oh, hold on.
Is he like, he's over 7, right, Shaq?
Oh, has to be.
And I was upset because Maury took a picture with Shaq and they didn't stand. They're sitting beside each other.
Because he doesn't stand for pictures, especially at the donut shop, because there's nowhere for the photographer to back up.
7'1".
7'1". God, he's only 7'1". How big were his hands?
Gigantuous.
Yeah.
Like bigger than my face.
Yeah, like huge.
No, right? I would say Shaquille O'Neal's hand is like the size of Maury's torso.
Right. Did you ever see that picture of Shaq's toes on TV when he took his shoes and socks off?
No.
No? It looks like he, you know what, like imagine...
Like a human head is his big toe?
No.
Like a dinosaur foot.
Yeah, it looks like something out of Lord of the Rings. Like it looks like his feet, he has the feet of somebody who climbed Mordor barefoot. He really does.
Boy, you could probably sleep in one of Shaq's shoes.
Yeah. Oh, that would be amazing.
Yeah, right? just tuck you in for the night.
Yeah. You'd be like, good night, Maury. Have a good sleep.
Yeah, no, no, for real. For real, you could. Like, if you fell, if you were falling, you could hang on to one of his toes.
Like off the side of a cliff.
Off the side of a cliff. You really could. Yeah, it's that big. Like,
oh,
his toes.
It's
honestly, look at, you have to, if you have a phone with you right now and you're not driving, Google Shaq's toes, because he was doing this, he was commentating on basketball on one of those networks, and he took his shoes and socks off, and it is unbelievable what this man's feet look like.
Oh my God.
Looks like what you would look, feet would look like if your entire life you had to jam them into things that were too small.
Okay, now I have to ask you this. I saw on your Instagram you were singing, and you're a really good singer. What is your shower song? What do you sing in the shower?
Well, I like to go to all my white boy classics, but since I'm here in Canada, I'm going to hit you with this. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
The song.
Well, I didn't want to sing the whole song.
Wow.
Things got heated between Shaq and Dan Mori.
Shaquille O'Neal, dude, how are you, man?
I'm doing good. I've been knowing you for a while, and I'm not going to honor your email request of me feeding you donuts. Don't ever ask me that again. Don't ever email that again. Don't ever take a picture of it again and say it's not going to happen today.
Dude, I want it because I thought it'd be funny if you fed me a donut.
I said I'm not going to do it, so stop asking.
Part two is I was going to sit on your lap.
No, you can't sit on my lap either. And don't ever, ever send me a request of me feeding you donuts or sitting on my lap. It's not going to happen.
All right, since you are an owner of Krispy Kreme and an ambassador of Krispy Kreme, I have prepared for you some donut jokes.
Oh, all right.
What kind of donut can fly?
Tell me.
A plain one. Get it? Plain?
That's pretty good. Ha ha ha. That's good.
Why did the baker stop making donuts?
Tell me why.
He was fed up with the whole business.
That's really good. I like that one.
All right.
Last one, okay.
Why did the donut go to the dentist?
Tell me why.
It needed a chocolate filling.
Boo. That one's terrible. Boo.
Dude, it was so good to see you again. Thank you.
Wow, who's the publicist giving you lip in the background? Last one. Thank you. Okay, look at this picture. Shaq's toast. Look at this picture.
Oh, my God.
The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
Hey, rainbow yesterday. Did you see that rainbow over the city yesterday?
Was it a double rainbow? Wait,
yeah,
oh
it was. Yeah,
no,
yeah,
no,
it was. There's a lot. There's lots of pictures of the double rainbow last night.
How did I miss
yeah,
this?
Yeah, but also no rain, which I was freaked out about.
Hold on, what?
Yeah, because apparently you can have a rainbow with no rain.
How?
I don't know. Maury?
It's called a rainbow.
I don't know. Yeah, I know, exactly. Or
so
maybe
what?
Like...
It was
I don't know.
A bow? A colorful bow?
I don't know. So I've been sitting here trying to figure out how you can have a rainbow with no rain. But yeah, you can actually have a rainbow with no rain.
Isn't
I think
it just
that,
gases?
No, because I think that what wound up happening was that maybe it had rained like far away and then the wind was blowing and so there was still a lot of
so the
rain.
Wind blew the rainbow in.
But there's still like, I don't know. I'm not a rainbow expert, but I know that this rainbow over the city yesterday, and if you were in the right spot, you could see where it started and then where it hooked over the entire city.
What?
And then, yeah, it was an incredible rainbow. I've never freaked out over a rainbow, but
everyone posted pictures of this
it
thing.
it was amazing.
Hold on, let me see. Like on IG,
Google, yeah, Toronto rainbow.
Oh, and
then a lot of people, depending on where they were, they saw double rainbow. Oh my
god. But you
god.
Can never go to the end of the rainbow to see if there actually is a
problem. Double rainbow. Oh my god, it's a double rainbow all the way. Whoa, that's so intense. Whoa, man. Whoa. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Woo. Oh wow. Woo. Yeah. Oh my god, look at that. It's starting to even look like a triple rainbow.
Oh man, that guy just captured the hearts of everybody. Huh?
Yeah,
that,
totally.
That still may be one of the most pure viral videos that we've ever been
totally.
Graced with. Just somebody so excited for a rainbow.
So
yeah, go on IG or on Twitter and Google Toronto or just search Toronto rainbow and you'll be surprised.
Oh damn, yeah, look at this.
It was everywhere.
Beautiful.
Yesterday. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like straight out of a movie,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Like I'm sitting here talking about a rainbow every time I see one. No. This was an exceptional rainbow.
Wow, it really does look like a double rainbow.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
How is this even real, dude?
Yeah. No, it's beautiful, though. And in my neighborhood, you can see it real well.
So did anyone see, like, the end? Like, did it... If it was, like, so perfectly over the city...
Yeah.
Obviously, the rainbow had a beginning and an end.
But it's not like you can walk down the street and you look at the sidewalk and you see the beginning of the rainbow. It doesn't
Why
work.
Why not?
Because it doesn't work
I don't
that
know
way.
How the beginning and an end of a rainbow is.
Have you ever seen the beginning of... No, it doesn't work that way.
Never.
No, you can't find the beginning of a rainbow.
I'm sure you can. Somewhere in the city, the rainbow started.
Yeah, not, but not like there. It's not like, it's not, you know, in your yard where your dog won't go pee because it's terrified of like
all this
multicolored mist in the backyard.
It's Roz and Mocha. Welcome to the show, Sean. What's going on?
All right, so it was raining in the sky, and it never hit the ground, which is why we had a rainbow.
Hold on, what? What do you mean it was raining in the sky?
Maury honestly just passed out and fell off his chair.
Is that why you got a hole right away?
I know rain falls from the sky, but it
Rain has to be a certain weight before it actually hits the ground. Otherwise, with the updrafts, when it's raining, we don't actually see it raining right away. It starts to fall and gets bounced back up until it reaches a certain weight before we actually see it on the ground.
Okay, Sean, hold on one second. Maury, can you please come in here and explain rain to this idiot?
Did this just happen?
I'm kidding, Sean.
Okay, go ahead. Damn it, Maury.
Okay, am I explaining what he's trying to say? No, rain in general.
Explain rain, because obviously Sean is delusional.
Okay, picture a shopping bag full of water.
Thank you.
Now poke a hole in
it. Exactly.
The water falls down.
Go on.
And then it hits the ground.
Yep.
Then the I guess, shopping bag empties of the water. That is your cloud. That is your rain.
Exactly. You get it now, Sean?
Not really.
Okay.
you weren't picturing
Google
shopping
this, man. It's real.
Okay, Maury, maybe I understand why he could be confused. Instead of shopping bag, let's say garbage bag.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Black garbage bag.
Thank you.
Okay, fill that with water.
So now this is a thunderstorm is what you're
saying.
Yes,
sir.
Okay, so poke five holes in the garbage bag.
Yep.
Rain comes out of the garbage bag, mm-hmm. hits the ground.
Breach.
Yeah, empties.
Yep.
There's your rain.
Now explain thunder.
Okay, so take, while you're emptying the garbage bag, take two garbage bin lids, bang them together.
No, but explain thunder, not recreate thunder for the purposes of a children's junior high play.
Okay, so you have two garbage bags full of water. Those are your two clouds.
Okay. Right, yeah.
And then wind pushes them together. The clouds banging together is what thunder is.
Thank you. You get it? You get it?
Can we follow up with lightning?
No, Sean, we're still working on thunder here. Do you understand now what causes thunder? And it is, in fact, two clouds bumping into each other.
Whoops, sorry.
All right.
You get it now?
I guess so.
All right.
Thanks, Sean.
See you guys.
Yeah, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Summer's been going great. We just had a little bit of time off. We're on vacation.
Yeah, man.
As everybody should. So stop harassing me on social media.
You getting fat and stuff?
Yeah. Right? I tried. I really did try.
Yeah.
I was like, because I did a whole bunch. I was in Mexico for a while, and we were at the cottage, and I really just drank and ate everything that was going to make me fat.
Sure.
I wanted, because I used to have a much bigger belly than I do now, just from being bloated and everything else.
Oh, yeah.
There was one point, I drank and ate so much that was just the wrong stuff to just eat and drink for the amount of time that I did. I went to bed one night, and I woke up the next morning, and I was so bloated that I had, you know, sometimes when you get a line on your face from the pillow, like an indent, right? Because it was so bloated.
Yeah.
So I had a line that went from my hairline down over my eye, down to my cheek, and then down to my beard. Like it looked like somebody had hit me with an axe when I was young.
Scarface, for real.
Right? That line, when I woke up, was still on my face at dinner.
Oh, no. Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's your body trying to tell you something.
Thank you. Yeah. More alcohol.
Look at me. Look at what you're doing to me.
Oh, I was so bloated. It felt so great. It just felt great. I put socks on today for the first time, and I was like, ugh, I hate life.
Who cares? Whatever, man. It's summertime, right?
No, I know.
Do your thing. Live your life.
I know. Damn it, Maury's here. How are you, Damn it, Maury?
Good.
Yeah.
I had hot dogs every day while we were away.
You had hot dogs every day?
Every single day.
I like that.
When your husband Matthew was still at work?
No, we were both off. We both craved, because when you go to the beach, what's the one thing you crave? Hot dogs.
Sure. sure. Okay. Yeah. Right? Cool. No.
And one day we both had two sangrias each.
Do I want to get into the psychology of why you crave hot dogs at the beach?
That's exactly why you say
there's something. You know, I don't know. Your father might be listening right
Can
now.
Can I just say there, in road. Any other world, if you're with your partner and you're on the beach.
Stop saying partner, he's your husband.
When you're with your, because husband, wife, whatever it may be, if you're on the beach and you looking at another good looking person, in any other world, if they're like, oh, look at that. Oh, wow, look at that. Can you imagine? You'd be broken up by now.
Can you imagine what?
Like if you were with Catherine and you were on the beach and she's like, oh, he's so hot, look at him.
Yeah. She would never say that. What are you getting at?
Because I'm with Matthew and like guys would walk by and he's like, oh, wow, look at that. And I'm like, but you have this. He's like, I know, I'll always come home to you.
But
I'm
he
like,
has what?
Me.
Oh.
but he wants a hot
believe,
dog?
Can you believe Maury just pulled the, but you have all this?
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Something that you posted on Instagram, Roz, while you were on vacation in Mexico, had me rolling, was the video of you, explain the zip biking, the zip line biking thing, and then you crashed, and the person in front of you.
So
listen, you put on IG.
I know.
So it's out there.
I know, but it's
and it
it's
got like thousands and thousands of views and likes.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. I was a distracted driver while zip biking and I rear ended somebody. Now let me break this down for you. Okay. So zip biking is sort of like zip lining, but only you sit on a bike. Yeah. Like it's, you sit on a bike and your feet are way out in front of you and you pedal and you're suspended from a cable above you and it goes all through the jungle.
Okay.
And it's really wild. Like it's really beautiful and you're just zip biking all through the jungle.
So how long is the course from end to end?
Some jabroni in front of us wasn't strong enough to get up the hilly part, so it took longer than it should have.
Miss leg day, huh?
Thank you. Yes. But okay, so I'm there with a helmet on, blue shorts, no shirt, and I'm the guy that has that waterproof phone case around his neck.
Wow, you're like a real tourist
on vacation,
tourist, huh?
Right? Yeah. So I'm the guy that has that the thing around my neck, the pouch for my waterproof pouch for my phone. So I'm sitting there, and it's very difficult. You know me and the phone, anyway, right?
Yeah, you're a mess.
Yeah, I'm a mess the best of times. So I'm trying to manipulate the phone to get it to take a video of like Catherine and Roxy who
like
are behind
me. 90-year-old trying to figure out the internet,
and it's impossible, right? So I finally get it going, and I'm very proud of myself, and I'm just sitting there taking pictures. I'm just like taking video everywhere. And then and keep in mind, we're going about, I'm going to say, an eighth of a kilometer an hour, right? Like we're not going fast at all.
Super slow.
Yeah. And you can see directly, everybody is on the same cable and you can see clearly who's in front of you. But I was distracted and I rear-ended the woman in front of me.
Oh, sorry. I'm filming and I'm...
Right, bro, I can't tell you how many times I watched that video on repeat because of how you said sorry.
Oh, sorry. I'm filming. And I'm-
Somebody had said that this may be the most Canadian on vacation video that they've ever seen in their life. For the amount of times that
so
I say.
So polite.
Oh, sorry. I'm filming. And I'm-
So polite, right? So polite.
Oh my God.
Oh, sorry. I'm filming. And, I'm...
and you know what my reaction would have been if somebody rear-ended me, right?
Oh! Yeah. What are you doing on your phone? This already isn't the safest thing to do in the world.
And then later that night, I rear-ended somebody while driving a Jeep, too.
No!
Yeah, I did. I was rear-ending everybody on vacation.
Did this happen?
Oh, sorry. I'm filming. And I'm...
Well, just as a treat for you, Roz, and for everybody else, I put together the sorry remix.
Oh, sorry. I'm filming. And I'm...
Wow.
Oh, sorry. I'm filming. I'm sorry. Oh, sorry.
Very.
I'm filming.
Oh.
Oh, sorry.
Very.
I'm filming. Oh, sorry.
Very.
I'm filming. Oh, sorry.
Get out of my
my face.
Oh, it won't happen again.
What?
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Question for you.
And
I guess for everybody else as well. We'll open this up. You ever broken up with somebody, or have you ever been dumped, where as the breakup is happening or shortly thereafter, they're like, oh yeah, well, I want all my stuff back. And that includes the things I bought you.
Oh man. Savage.
Where you just want it back, right? You want all the nice things that you ever did for that person back. You don't want them to have it anymore.
No, why do they deserve it?
You just want, and it's not necessarily about hurting them. It's about
principle
of the thing. And a woman on Reddit named Shelby posted that she dumped her boyfriend. And I don't know why, I don't know how, but after he dumped her, he took her toilet. Or after she dumped him.
Hold on.
After she dumped him.
She dumped him, and then he stole her toilet?
And then he took the toilet. Things? Yeah.
It was like a special toilet?
I don't know why.
Or just to be savage.
I don't know why. It may just be to be savage. I have no idea.
Hey, Shelby, what's going on? It's Roz and Mocha. How are you?
I'm good. How about
you? Good. You got a new toilet yet or what?
Yeah, I got one yesterday.
So how'd your boyfriend, we've been talking about this, which is, you know, in relationships, sometimes when people break up, they want their stuff back or they want that one gift back. And your story blew up because your ex stole your toilet. How did he steal your toilet?
And why did he steal your toilet, of all things?
He had replaced it when it broke a few months ago, even though we could have got the landlords to do it for free. And so, as soon as I broke up with him, the first thing he said was, I'm taking the toilet.
And did you just think he was joking?
I really did. I didn't take that seriously. I thought, I mean, he was drunk at the time. I just thought he was being an idiot.
So you broke up, and then what happened? Did he, like, come into your house when you weren't there and stole your toilet?
He was at my apartment when this happened, and he was drunk. I didn't want him driving home. So I told him, you need to be gone in the morning. I left, went out and had kind of a crazy night with my friends, and came back home and crashed really hard. And somehow slept through that.
Wow. So hold on. So the night that you broke up, you just immediately went out with your girls and just got super turned up.
Well, after arguing with him for about 2 hours. Yeah.
Why did you guys break up?
All he ever wanted to do was play Xbox and drink beer. And I mean, I'm all about that, but that it can't be your whole life.
Yeah. Right. I hear you.
Okay. Okay. So he came over and got drunk and you broke up with him while he was over and drunk. But you still have a heart and didn't want him driving home drunk alone. So you let him crash while you went out and got turned up with your girls. At what point,
exactly.
At what point did he wake up and steal your toilet?
He woke up at about 5 a.m., I would say. And that's about the same time I got home.
Oh, wow.
And at what point did you realize that you were missing a toilet? Like, did you see him physically take the toilet out? Or did you kind of wake up during the day and be like, oh, man, I really got to pee. And then you took the toilet and it wasn't there.
That was it. I woke up and I went in there and I was like, oh, my God. So he really did it.
Do you have a second bathroom that you could use or no?
No, I don't. So I had to go down the street to Taco Bell every time I had to go.
And was it like every single time you walked into that Taco Bell, the employees looked at you and were like, oh, hey, Shelby?
No, they didn't even, I mean, I don't know if they didn't care or if they didn't notice, but they didn't say anything about it.
Now, did you have to buy something at Taco Bell to go? Because that could be a problem.
No. That would have been a problem.
Right. That's how they get repeat customers at Taco Bell.
So now you have a new toilet, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And have you been in contact with your ex since you broke up and he stole the toilet from your apartment?
I have not, and I really don't plan on it.
Has he, like, tried getting in touch with you at all? Like, has he tried to text you and be like, baby, I'm sorry, take me back?
No, I think he knows that he burnt that bridge.
Yeah, wow. Burned that bridge and stole that toilet.
Okay, so while we have you here, because he just wanted to drink beer and play Xbox, so you dumped him. While you're on with us, what are you looking for in a man?
I mean, I need somebody with a little ambition, goals. And I mean, I'm all about having fun and drinking beer, but like I said, that can't be your whole life.
I would say that somebody who has this sort of wherewithal to wake up while probably still a little bit buzzed and undo somebody's toilet and get it out of an apartment without waking them up may be reason enough to take the guy back.
Super stealth.
Right?
Hey, Shelby, we appreciate your time. God. Thanks so much for sharing your story on the Roz and Mocha Show today.
Thanks, y'all. Have a good one.
Yeah, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I know we've done this debate before, but it's worth bringing back up again, which is how people pronounce certain foods.
Okay.
Because in my head, I have a way that I pronounce all of these, but as soon as you give me the option, I start questioning my own self on how I pronounce certain things.
Well, we've had this debate before, a word like onion, where regular people say onion, and Roz, you say...
Well, stop it. It's onion, right?
No,
it's not. No.
It's
what is it?
Onion.
Okay. Okay. I might be alone on that island. That's not on this list.
You're alone on the onion island.
Yeah, okay. It's not on my list. Let me see. No, it's not.
Welcome to Onion Island. Population, Roz.
I don't know why I say it like that. Onion. I don't know why. And you know, it's only been in like the last couple of years where anybody has ever called me out on it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's been your whole life?
My whole life. I've never pronounced
it.
What do you think? I'm like 32. I decide I'm going to pronounce onion differently?
Maybe.
Like for some weird reason to be cool?
Maybe. Just to mess with people.
No.
Okay.
Like, was it not your grandmother that maybe said it wrong?
My grandmother.
Or your great-great-grandmother? No, like, it had to come from somewhere.
No, my grandmother was good for Newfie jokes and questionable racism. But not in any sort of like...
I think everybody's grandmother is.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, she had that thing, but not it was never meant in any sort of derogatory way.
Yeah, for sure.
And my grandfather was good for telling me when I was a child that what your belly button was for, which was that he said that it's where you put the sugar when you're lying in bed eating rhubarb so you can dip it. And so there was a good part of my life, there was a good part of my life that I thought the belly button was the salt hole or the sugar hole or whatever you put on rhubarb. I'm not sure.
God.
So those are my grandparents. Okay. So do you say pecan or pecan?
Pecan.
Or pecan.
I say pecan.
You say pecan?
Yeah, like a pecan pie.
Yeah.
No, but it's a pecan pie.
You say pecan? I've never heard you say pecan.
When I'm ordering a slice of pie, I go, can I get a pecan pie slice?
Really?
Yeah, always.
But okay, but like, make it the individual though, okay?
Oh, can we go and get a bag of a pecan?
A bag of a pecan? You've never said that.
There's all sorts of wrong in that sentence right there.
Yeah. Okay,
I think you're making that up.
Anyway, 62% of people say that they do say pecan.
Oh, it's pecan.
62% pecan, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. The classic, is it caramel or caramel?
Oh, caramel.
Yes, I agree with you on that.
I know a guy who always says caramel. And he knows it gets under my skin.
Yeah, it does, right?
It's caramel.
Yeah. Caramel.
Yeah, and then we can go and buy a giant bag of pecan. is it mayonnaise or mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. You say
mayonnaise.
That, right? What do you say, Maury?
Mayonnaise.
What is that?
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. See, I say mayonnaise.
You say what?
Mayonnaise.
Like something you'd rub on a man?
Like
mayonnaise?
Yeah. Like man, M-A-N-A-I-S-E, I guess it
mayonnaise?
Would be. Yeah, mayonnaise. Yeah, yeah, right? You know?
It sounds like...
Yeah, you don't say mayonnaise?
No, I say mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise?
Yeah.
I've never said it like that. Like, you use three syllables when you say
mayonnaise.
It.
Mayonnaise.
But if you take out the A's part, is it not just mayo?
No, but but it's mayonnaise, though. I've never said
Four.
Mayonnaise. To me, that's too fancy. Do you say almond or almond?
Almond.
Do you pronounce the L?
I don't know anybody who says almond.
No?
Almond.
79% of people.
Say almond.
Do pronounce the L.
No,
almond.
It's almond.
No way.
Almond.
Y'all are idiots
almond.
To say it like that. Come
almond.
On.
Almond. Do you say apricot or apricot?
Apricot.
Apricot.
Apricot. 64% of people say apricot. And bagel or bagel?
Oh, this one drives me mental.
How do you say it, Maury?
It's bagel, but I know people that say boggle or bagel or boggle or whatever, and it drives me nuts.
Bagel.
No, it's bagel.
Yeah, it's not. It's bagel.
No, it's not.
Bagel?
Yeah.
Like a bag.
Yeah.
And then, bagel.
Yeah.
No. That's not?
Now, I've been to Israel where they were invented, and we say bagel.
No, you don't. They say bagel.
No, they do not.
Yes, they
bag,
do.
Like
I'm
a bag.
I'm just roasting Maury. Just chill out now. Okay.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
It's the 15th anniversary of the blackout.
The blackout?
Yeah, the blackout.
The Toronto blackout.
The Toronto and, well, New York and everything. All that entire area. It was 15
years ago. They're holding parties
today
here.
What do you mean? What do you do for a blackout party?
I guess you shut off the lights.
Really?
No, but listen, if you're going to do a proper party, you got to shut everything off.
Yeah, but it was lights, so hot.
Like no music,
everything.
No AC.
And most of my friends didn't have cell phones then.
Yeah, no cell phones.
Yeah.
No, they didn't even have them.
When the home line went down, like you were just, so what's up?
You're literally in the dark.
Literally, yeah. But it was so hot. Do you remember how hot it was?
Dude, it was. I remember we went to a restaurant because I was working here at the time.
Yeah.
And we went to a restaurant up the street and they were serving beer and as much food as possible. Eventually, they just started giving away food because. Yeah.
Refrigerators weren't working.
The fridges weren't working. And then, like, you know, how do you pay if you didn't have cash on you?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I thought I caused the blackout.
How did you think you caused the blackout?
I'll never forget this. I was putting in a VHS of an adult movie, and the minute I hit play, the power went out.
Oh, God.
Were you living alone?
I was living alone in Bathurst and Lawrence, and I remember hitting play on the VHS, and boom, and everything went out.
So what did you do?
I like panicked. I'm like, oh no, what did I do? What did I do? Because I thought it was just like my building or something.
Right.
And then when I realized it was like there were streetcars and everything just dead.
You immediately thought your whole building as opposed to just your apartment or that one outlet?
Caused an entire Eastern blackout.
Right.
East Coast blackout.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I remember it taking a while to figure out how large the blackout was.
Yeah.
Because you didn't have, like, we were all huddled around the radio and stuff. Like, I had one sort of battery-powered radio in the house for emergencies.
The city was literally black.
Yeah.
Like, once that sun went down, holy cow. I remember, I'll never forget this picture. I'm pretty sure I still have the newspaper at home, but the Toronto Sun, like, the next day or a couple days later, had a picture of the skyline as the sun was setting. So you have this beautiful kind of orange sky.
Yeah.
And you see it like a silhouette of the Toronto skyline, but everything is black.
Yeah. That was the Toronto Star, because I have the Toronto Sun one, and all they did, their whole cover was just black.
Boobs. Oh.
Oh.
I'm sorry. But yes, yeah, you're right. You're right. I remember that now. It wasn't, but the day before was boobs. And then that one was just the whole black. Anyways, 15 years, 2003, man.
Wow.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Did you see the Sam Smith thing? Where Sam Smith is getting killed
saying
that he doesn't like Michael Jackson?
I saw it yesterday, and I don't know, man. Listen, just like who you like. Don't like who you don't like. The guy's got an opinion. I don't think he should have been dragged the way he did.
He really got dragged. So you have the clip. Here's the clip of what's... Yeah, go for it, Maury. Yeah.
The other question, too, is because this was just... Oh, they were on a boat with Adam Lambert.
Yeah.
The other thing is, should Adam Lambert have released a recording of the two of them hanging out where he said that? That's the
other
question,
everything's up for grabs. Okay. Everything's up for grabs.
And I don't think Adam Lambert didn't do it, like, out of spite.
No.
He was taking videos all day of their excursion, right? Wait, so he's just like putting up videos. It was somebody else who noticed that Sam Smith said this.
I don't like Michael Jackson, but this is a good start.
Oh. So
I don't like Michael Jackson, but this is a good start.
Oh. I don't like Michael Jackson, but this is a good song.
Right. And then I guess the reaction that really kicked it all off was somebody named Stephanie Mills. Who's Stephanie Mills? Should I know who that is at all? No, I have no idea. She said, don't come for Michael Jackson when you wish you have sold as many records and you wish you were the king of pop like he was. I'm so tired of you people studying our music and studying our artists and claiming that you don't like our music.
By the way, I believe this is the song that was playing in the background when Sam Smith said what he said. Human Nature, one of my favorite MJ songs.
When you can sell as many records as the king of pop, Michael Jackson, then maybe you can say something. So I say to you, Mr. Smith, have several seats and come for me if you want.
Stephanie Mills is a Broadway star.
Okay.
seducing.
But what's wrong with saying you don't like somebody?
I know.
Like, well, that's the world we live in now. You totally. Realize that, right? You realize you can't even say that you don't like Michael Jackson. In that clip, and I don't know, he didn't say anything else other than I don't like Michael Jackson, but I like this song.
Yeah.
I don't like Michael Jackson, but this is a good song.
Oh. Right?
What is wrong with that? You can't say anymore.
And I was going through those tweets and people were saying some really mean and hateful things to Sam Smith.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm a big MJ fan, but if you're not an MJ fan, I'm not going to cancel you like that.
Also, we got a glimpse into Sam Smith's sort of personal time on a boat. It wasn't like he said that at a concert or something like that. It's just he was in his personal life.
He could say it on stage.
Sure.
He could say, I don't really like Michael Jackson, but I like this song, and play a Michael Jackson song.
Yeah.
And that should be okay. You're allowed to not like
something. Okay. Nobody would react that way if Sam Smith on that video said, if a Kanye song was playing in the background and said, I don't like Kanye West, but I like this song.
What if he didn't even add in the part, but I like this song? What if Sam Smith just said, I don't like Michael Jackson? That's what I'm saying. He didn't have to say, but I like this song.
No, we are slowly moving into a world where any sort of negativity or perceived negativity, and I don't even think that he was being negative to just say that he doesn't like Michael Jackson. You're allowed to not like Michael Jackson. There's actually quite a bit to not like about Michael Jackson. But to say that you are somehow a bad person for saying that you don't like something, that is where we are. That is the space that we all occupy, is that you are no longer allowed to say that you don't like something. We said on this show, and then I said it on ET Canada when that new Christina Aguilera song came out, I said I didn't like the song. And I got dragged
because it was a terrible song
for 3 days.
Oh God,
and
3 days.
Like vile things were said to me. And then people went on social media and found Catherine's social media and said vile things to her, and were finding pictures of Roxy and posting under pictures of Roxy, telling them how horrible her father was.
Oh my God.
Right. And like, I hope that when she grows up, she realizes how much of a misogynist, you know, this, that her dad
was. Because you said you didn't like a song.
Because I said I didn't like a song.
Yo, y'all fans need to chill.
Right. Fans need to chill, but you're not allowed to say anything negative anymore. You're not allowed to say that you don't like something. If you don't like something, you have to keep your mouth shut.
Hi, it's Roz and Mocha. What's up?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I love you guys in the morning. I can never listen to anybody else but you guys.
Ah, well, we love that.
But I was just calling in for the whole Michael Jackson, Sam Smith thing.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of Michael Jackson either, and I don't see what the big deal is.
Right?
I mean, I love Drake and Eminem, and I'm sure people hate me for that, but you know what? As every fan has their opinion, and I don't see why they have to troll on Sam Smith for not liking Michael Jackson.
Like, if somebody said to you, hey, oh, by the way, what's your name?
My name is Kathy.
Kathy, okay, so if somebody said to you, hey, Kathy, I hate Drake or I hate Eminem, you're not going to be, like, super offended and be all up in their business, like...
No, it's not like it's my brother or sister. I could care less if you don't like them. That's fine. I love them. Good for you. You have different taste in music. So do I.
Yeah, I feel real bad for Sam Smith.
But
man,
people will jump on it, and like what Stephanie Mills said in response to Sam Smith was she turned it into a race thing.
Yeah,
you know, this was, you know, him, Sam Smith, coming down on somebody who is, you know, black and deserving, and it became about race, and most things become about race now in the world.
That's unfortunate.
You know, I could understand, you know, you putting up an argument or really getting your back up if Sam Smith had said that Michael Jackson wasn't talented. You know, then you could come at, you know, you, hey, listen, we can work through this together here.
Yeah.
You know, you lay out exactly what then you think is talent, and then I'll give my case for Michael Jackson. That's fine. But what he said was, I don't like him, which is fine to say.
Completely fine, yeah.
He said nothing about talent. He said nothing about legacy. If Sam Smith had said, God, I don't know how Michael Jackson got so popular, you could even make a case against that.
Sure.
But you can't, you can't come at somebody for saying that they don't like something.
And the whole thing with getting your daughter involved, I'm sorry. Like, that's just, I have two little girls and another one on the way.
Yeah.
If anybody ever came after my kids for something that I believed in, it would be over.
Oh, it's just stupid. And they're faceless morons, you know, who do this stuff. You know,
those are the type of fans that I personally would not want.
Yeah, and it's really quite shocking. And I often wonder if people like Christina Aguilera, or if people like, you know, a lot of these other artists, if they know what their fans do in their name.
Yeah. what they do and what they say and how they treat other people.
Yeah. It's because it is really quite shocking to be sort of on the receiving end of that is, and it ruined my weekend when it happened, you know, because it's terrible. And you just wonder, like, what the hell is going on? Like, you can't say that you don't like something anymore. You just can't.
I know. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, because you're a bad person, or the easy answer for everything is that you're racist, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's the easy way out.
Yeah.
And that's what happened with Sam Smith.
Yeah, because it's very difficult then. You know, it's very easy for Sam Smith to say, I don't like Michael Jackson, but as soon as somebody calls you racist, well, hold on now. That's a very difficult thing to defend.
Yeah.
You know, now I'm the one that has to put in all the work to try and defend over the fact that because I said I don't like Michael Jackson, I'm also not a racist. That's very difficult to do. That's a lot of work that I have to put in this now because it's a big accusation, right?
Yeah,
so anyway.
We appreciate the phone call. Thanks so much.
Anytime. Thank you, guys.
The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
Today is Scotch and Whiskey Day. Today is Take Your Houseplant for a Walk Day. Maury, we're going for a walk later.
Wait, is there a description for Take Your Houseplant?
Yeah, the idea behind this day is to celebrate plants and to acquaint plants with their immediate environment, which is supposed to be healthy for them. I'm all for that, man. I ain't got no problem with that. I like plants.
What if you have you're growing weed at home?
No, not those. Not yet. Couple months.
October 17th, you can take that plant for a walk.
Couple months.
Until then, you got to leave it alone.
Yeah. Walk on Stilts Day is today. National Creme Brulee Day is today. I don't like creme brulee.
No?
Isn't it egg?
It's gross. It feels bad on my tongue. Bagpipe Appreciation Day is what.
Oh, yeah.
That's a La Quana today. Damn. Jeez, I'm going to get drunk on Scotch Day.
Have you ever walked on stilts?
I have.
Really?
Yes.
Because you're already like 6'9 or something.
We had, my brother owned, I don't know why he owned them, but he owned, have you ever seen what painters wear on their feet when they're painting a ceiling?
Oh, it's attached to their
knee. Where it's just attached to their feet. No, literally, they're not even attached to it. It's like your calf and your foot. Oh, it straps around your calf and you just stand on these platforms and they make you an extra like 3 feet tall and they're adjustable.
Yeah.
So we had those at home forever.
What does it feel like to be taller?
Wait, but were you guys doing like any renovations?
No, I think
home
he was just, it was part of a Halloween costume that he was doing.
Oh,
he's
okay.
Like, he makes all these costumes.
Like as an adult?
Yeah, as an adult. This is like, I'm talking a year and a half ago that I bought them.
And did you wear them?
Yeah, I tried them. They're very difficult. Very difficult.
I legit have always wanted to try stilts because I'm a short guy, right?
Right?
So I've always wanted to know what it feels like to be taller for a moment.
First of all, Maury, there's no greater feeling in the world than being taller than the people around you. I'll tell you that. Okay.
Oh, wow. Damn.
I shouldn't say that. That's a complete lie, and I'm going to send the wrong message to.
Is it because you always get to look down on people?
No. I'm going to send the wrong message to kids if I say that. Can I rephrase that and let me say the right message? Okay, because I do feel bad. I don't want to send the wrong message to kids. So the right message, what I was going to say was, there is no greater feeling in the world than being taller than everybody around you and good looking.
Oh God,
that's the right message that you want to send to kids.
Understood. Understood.
But no, being tall, sometimes I will pick up Catherine and I'll show her what the world looks like
from
my height.
Can you do that for me?
What do you mean pick her up? Like put your hand under her shoulder like she's picking up a baby?
No, yeah, like put her on my hip. Like I'll pick up Catherine and put her on my hip like she's a baby.
What did she say?
She's a baby. She gets freaked out because she can see like the top of the hood fan over the oven and how dirty it is. And the shelf where we keep the mugs, she's like, oh my God, I can actually see how many mugs are on that shelf.
Oh my God.
Like it's a weird thing.
Can I experience this?
No, Maury, I'm not putting
you
on
my... Can you lift me up for one moment?
No, even if I wanted to, Maury, I don't think I have the physical strength.
Let's try.
No.
Mocha, say not it.
What's Mocha going to do? Lift you up and be the same height? You two are the same height.
No, I'm way taller than Maury.
Okay.
Oh, like by an inch.
No, I'm closer to your height than I am to Maury's height.
This has to happen.
No,
I wonder.
You're not.
Listen, there's a couple of tall dudes in here, man.
Yeah, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Bieber and Hailey Baldwin still in Stratford. They're out there eating ice cream on the weekend.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, man.
The last I saw, they were both crying together in New York or something like that when I was on vacation.
Now, he was crying and she was consoling
him. No, and then she was crying too.
No.
And then he was consoling her. Young love, man. It hurts.
They made for each other.
It hurts, young love.
I read that they were seen holding a marriage book.
Excuse me?
That's why. Hold on. I have the title here. And I think that's why they were crying or something.
Because life is just so beautiful. Is that why? When's the last time you just sat and cried because life is just so GD beautiful, you know?
Oh, man. Let's see. The book. Here. TMZ reports that the singer was holding a book titled The Meaning of Marriage, Facing the Complexities of Commitment with the Wisdom of God.
Oh, God.
So, I don't know if that's what was making them cry, but...
Because it's just so beautiful. They just look at each other and they're like, God, we're so beautiful together.
All
look
I know
this.
Is that they're eating ice cream in Stratford and playing with a baby this. Pig, a little piglet.
Yeah?
On the weekend, yeah.
What are they doing in Stratford? What business do they have up here? I mean, don't get me wrong. If I had a museum dedicated to myself, I would take every woman I knew.
Yeah, listen. To that if Beaver can get, when is Acton, your hometown? Gonna, I mean, they you have your own street named after you.
That's true. And if I was, I'll tell you, man. If I was single and I had that street named after me in Acton, the alley.
Yeah,
there would be so much action. I would be like, I would just be there all the time. I would just,
I'm surprised you didn't have like security cameras set up to see what's guanin.
Yeah.
In that back alley that they named after you.
No, it all makes sense now. It all really does make sense as to why they would be in Stratford. It's this new woman. They're so beautiful and in love, and they just cry at each other all the time because everything life is just so gorgeous. Right?
All right. So let's go through the things that we would put into the Ros Weston Museum in Acton. Like your scarves, for sure.
Yeah, there'd be a
do
lot of...
Do you still have the very first scarf that you ever
What do you mean?
Purchased?
Like when I was a child?
I don't know.
Like with Snoopy on it or something like that?
Like this is like, you know, it would be on display and it would say this is the one that got Roz interested in scarves.
No, I don't even know because they just sort of, I don't really have like any, I can't even talk about scarves, Jesus, I don't really have any, like a favorite if that, okay. I like them all equally. And
your
if I lose one, it doesn't bother me.
Right. Cause you have so many more.
I went to the closet the other day cause I was looking for Roxy's bike helmet and there are two baskets, you know, the size of like a milk crate size thing. Now picture about double size. Of a milk crate, right? Like huge, like
so
a laundry baskets.
Yeah.
Like they're size of laundry baskets in the top of the closet that are just full of scarves.
Get out.
Yeah, hundreds of them.
See?
Hundreds
so
of
those
them.
You could donate to the museum in
hundreds
Acton.
Of them. Yeah. Yeah. So that would be in my museum. What else would
be in
my museum?
What are your baby teeth?
My boo. God.
That's so disgusting.
Why would anybody want to look at somebody's baby teeth?
Or a clipping of your hair that we can touch.
No, I think that kind of stuff is like what happens when somebody's dead. Like I could not imagine myself being alive going into a room where my teeth and hair are on display. Like that just does it seems so vile to me, right? Like that's the kind of thing that like people would clamor for after somebody's passed on, as crazy fans would, but I don't think that you donate that stuff when you're alive.
Yeah, that's weird. That's very
weird. Well, just because I assume people want to pet your hair.
Right.
So they can have a chance to like pet a piece of hair on a mannequin.
No, like a couple chicken wing bones, because I really enjoy those. You know what I mean? Like there wouldn't be much. There really wouldn't be much. I don't have a lot, but yeah, no.
So
my
we're
God.
Going to a museum to see scarves.
Yeah, scarves and
that's it.
Yeah, maybe I'll give you one tooth. It'll be a collection of scarves and one single tooth.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hi, it's Roz and Mocha. Who's this?
Hi, it's Ashley.
What's up, Ashley?
I'm just calling. Oh my God, I love you guys. I can't put them on the radio.
Oh, we love you too. Why are you talking so quiet? You at work?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, you're not supposed to be on the phone.
No, I am.
Oh, okay. What do you do for a living?
I'm in accounting.
Cool. Do you like what you do?
Yeah, I do.
How high can you count?
Probably higher than
do you remember when that was the thing? Remember that? Like now you can just count. I can count to any number. You ask me the number. Are you given enough time? I can do that. I remember when I was a kid where I would ask somebody, how high can you count? Somebody would go, oh, geez, like, how do you know? Like,
89.
I know I can do 100, but like what comes after that? Like you have to know where it goes. Like I think that once you get past 100, it starts tripping kids up. Anyway, what's going on?
I wanted to ask you as a question.
Yeah. How high can I count?
No.
Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
My fiance and I are getting married, and I wanted to ask you guys if you can be the MC at my wedding.
No. Anything else?
What? Let me ask you this question, because we get requests like this all the time about having Roz and I to MC weddings. Why? Why do you want Roz and Mocha to MC your wedding?
Because you guys are amazing. I really don't have any other reason. Like, me and my fiance listen to you guys every other morning.
My fiance and I.
What is
and
your?
That's why you're not invited, Maury.
What is your budget?
I don't really know.
Would you think it was for free?
No, oh, of course not.
Okay.
No, we have definitely a budget for you guys, but...
Yeah. Okay, well, you can bleep this, right, Mocha?
Yeah,
just,
yeah.
Just bleep it. Just bleep it, okay? Right. Do you have...
Possibly.
Okay. Now we're talking. Now we're talking. Now we're talking.
When's the date? What's the date?
It's in 2020.
Okay.
September.
You got a rich family or what?
No. No. We're okay.
Are you, you're in accounting. Are you stealing from the company you work for? Is that why you can afford to pay me dollars to be the MC at your wedding?
We just really love you guys, and we thought it would be a cool idea.
Well, we love you too. Can I? I'll tell you what I tell everybody else that usually asks me to MC their wedding when I don't know them. Mm-hmm. I won't do, or we won't do, a better job than somebody who knows you as a couple. So, for example, you know, like your best friend or your fiance's best friend, or somebody who really, really, really knows your relationship, who really knows the room, who really knows your parents, maybe your siblings, his siblings. They have to really, really know your life as a couple. And I always say that that is the absolute best person that would be able to do a good job at emceeing a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say this, I know I could do a better job than any of your friends.
Oh, wow. Zing.
And we can have
send Roz that request.
We can have this conversation if you have dollars.
Okay. Sounds good.
She's like, I still didn't answer my question.
No. I don't go to weddings anymore.
I figured.
Yeah. I'm done with weddings.
Thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you.
Bye.
Take care. Have a good day. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So, I don't know if you saw Maury's brilliant idea on social media the other day.
I don't follow Maury on any social media.
Good
account.
For you.
Oh, I don't even think we're friends.
The only
on
reason
Facebook,
I saw it is because I don't follow Maury either. But whenever he tweets something that he feels is brilliant, he screenshots it and sends it to me in a text. That's how I see Maury's tweets.
It's true.
Is when you text them to me.
Oh, jeez.
And I still don't click the link. Good morning, Maury.
Oh, hi.
Okay, so Maury, your great idea was what?
So, we all love pizza.
Yeah.
But what we love more than regular pizza is cold pizza.
Really?
So I thought, how great would it be if there was a place you can go to where literally all you buy is day-old cold pizza?
Right.
Because I think it was amazing when I open my fridge and there's the box of pizzas there and it's cold.
Sure.
I love that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I prefer hot-ass pizza.
Thank you. Everybody does.
I don't mind a cold pizza, like a cold slice the next day.
Yeah.
I don't mind it, but given the choice... Hot pizza.
People love cold pizza.
Here is a sample of some of the people that weighed in on Maury's brilliant idea. And this says a lot about Maury's followers. So Jennifer says, yes, great idea. Somebody else said, there you go again. Another great idea-er.
Sorry, can you read that one again?
There you go again. Another great idea-er. Ocean Lover 85 said, very true. Petted it. I imagine they say patent it.
Patent it.
P-E-T-T-E-D. Very true. Petted it. These are all your potential customers for your cold pizza restaurant.
Two.
So what Maury did was he called Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank.
No, he did not. What are you bothering a man like Kevin O'Leary?
Why not? Listen, man, if you can't bother Kevin O'Leary for a living, what good are you? So Kevin O'Leary, of course, from Shark Tank. What does he call himself? Mr. Wonderful?
Mr. Wonderful.
Okay, so this is Dammit Maury pitching his cold pizza restaurant to Kevin O'Leary.
Hey, Mr. Wonderful here. Who's speaking?
Hey, dude, how are you? It's Maury from the Roz and Mocha Show.
How did you get this number?
I tweeted out something, a silly idea. We all love cold pizza. So what if we opened up a pizza joint where basically you're selling day-old cold pizza? You make the pizza, you put it in the fridge, and when people come in, they're buying the day before's cold pizza.
Listen to me. This is a horrendous idea. More people like hot pizza, and the stuff they don't finish, they stick in the fridge, and then they look at it and say, either I'll stick it in the toaster oven or I'll eat it cold.
Sure.
But I don't think it's the premise of a business. Right. It really, listen, this idea sucks. Big time.
This is going to be like all the other ideas you've passed on that have made so much money that you wished you had, you know, put some money behind.
I mean, you know, imagine you cook the pizza, it's hot.
Yeah.
You're looking at it go cold. What are you, nuts? No one's going to want to buy that pizza. Say, why can't I get a hot pizza from this cold pizza
place? But people are going into Coldza knowing that it's cold pizza, knowing that what they're getting.
Excuse me? It's called what?
Coldza.
Coldza.
Yeah, Coldza.
That's because, the name of your cold pizza joint?
Yeah, Coldza.
Because regular pizza places are called Hotza.
Why would you just call it cold pizza?
No, Coldza. So that way, you know, it's all there in one name. Coldza.
Gee, okay.
And you're going to get four people a month going in there looking for scraps for free. Maury, honestly, I've given you enough of my time. See you later.
Okay, so it's called what? It's Coldza?
Coldza.
Right.
C-O-L-D-Z-A.
Okay, if you're just joining us, Maury's great idea is to open a pizza joint that only sells day-old cold pizza right from the fridge. So there would be ovens. You would cook the pizza.
Yeah, in the back, we have ovens.
And then you
can't buy those.
You can't buy those.
Oh, no.
You can buy what's in the fridge from the day before.
Hold on.
This idea.
Right?
Sucks. So,
yeah, thank you, Kevin O'Leary.
Right?
This yes.
idea. Sucks.
Yes.
Welcome to Coldza. Hi, it's Ron Zamoka. What's up?
Hi, this is Tori.
Hi, Corey. How are you? Do you say Corey
good,
or Tori?
How are you? Tori.
Tori, what's going on?
I just needed to say that Maury's idea is the best idea ever, and it's something that every time I order pizza, I wish that I had.
A cold pizza?
I wish a cold pizza. I would order a cold pizza straight out of the fridge any day.
So, like, you would walk into a place and order a slice of cold pizza?
Not just a slice, the whole thing.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
So, let's say, if you wanted to order a pizza on a Friday, right? And you want to have this cold pizza on a Friday. Do you order it on Thursday, put it in the fridge, and then eat it on Friday?
No, I don't actually do that. I do enjoy hot pizza, too. But I look forward to cold pizza. Like, I look forward to not eating it all. So, I can
so
put it in the fridge
and
eat it the next day.
You get your hot pizza on Friday. You take a bite out of that slice. You're like, this hot pizza. It sucks. I can't wait for tomorrow.
No, I enjoy both. But I do make sure, like, if I order a medium-sized pizza. I'm not going to eat it all. It's in the fridge for the next day.
I will say this. About 13 years ago, a friend of mine that lived down on Beaconsfield right by the Drake, French guy, still really great friends with him. And he said to me 13 years ago, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to become a millionaire. And I said, oh, yeah, how's that? And he goes, you know what Queen Street West needs? And I go, what? And he goes, I'm going to open up Toronto's very first exclusive only sells poutine place. And I went, you're insane.
Don't tell me he did it.
No, he didn't.
Oh, he didn't?
No.
Everybody else did?
Everybody else did. Years later. There was no such thing as a poutine shop in Toronto. They didn't exist.
And now they're everywhere.
Yeah. And
so let Maury live out his dream.
Yeah. No. I'm still holding steady that nobody wants an only cold pizza place.
Thanks, Tori.
Thanks.
Bye. The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast. I want to tell you a story of how my day went from amazing to an absolute S storm in a matter of minutes.
Oh, no. When? Yesterday?
No, today.
Oh, what happened?
So, I was on a great wave early in the morning. My alarm, I woke up before my alarm, 10 minutes.
Oh, yes.
And at that moment, I decided, let me hop out of bed. I'm not going to take the 10 minutes to try to fall back asleep and then try to wake up again. Ahead of the game.
And this time is what?
So my alarm normally goes off at 3:15.
Okay. So this is early. So
up and out of bed at 3:05.
Right.
Showered. Nice long hot shower.
Okay. Ted, let's just put this into perspective for people here. Okay. Yeah. So 10 minutes before you woke up, it was 2:00 in the morning.
Right? It was exactly 3:05.
Right. No, 10 minutes before you woke up, it was in the twos.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's how early it is.
So take a shower, get everything ready to come into work. I'm ahead by 10 minutes. I leave the house feeling great.
Right.
Here I am. I'm like, yo, I'm going to get to work night like 10 minutes early. I get to mess around on YouTube for a little bit.
Yeah.
Right? Surf some Reddit, and then I'll get to the business.
Yeah.
Today in my neighborhood, much like a lot of neighborhoods in the city, it's green bin recycling garbage day.
Totally.
I don't set any of my stuff out the night before because of the hours that we work.
Right.
I just do it before I leave in the morning. Green bin, out. Recycling bins, out.
Mm-hmm. Good for you.
Garbage bags, out.
Wow.
It's also yard waste day. Yard waste gets picked up every other week with my garbage.
Yeah. You took care of that too?
Did that.
Wow.
I got three bags. Bag number one was from yesterday because I did a massive cut of the front and backyard.
Good for you.
Grabbed that bag. It was easy. The clippings were still light.
You put the lawn clippings in the bag?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Put that at the curb.
Of course.
Done. Bag number two from 2 weeks ago. Picked it up.
Yeah.
Kind of heavy because the clippings, you know, get moisture and whatever.
Yeah, moist clippings.
Get halfway across the driveway.
Yeah.
Bag splits.
No, it's not good. I hate that. It's the worst. That is the worst.
10 seconds, I stand there in shock because I'm like, I'm wearing brand new Jordans and I got to clean the stuff up.
Yeah.
So I said, let me go grab bag number three. Real quick.
Sure.
Grab bag number three. I walk past the mess of bag number two.
Yeah.
Bag splits.
No.
Open. So now I got bag number three clippings from 2 weeks ago on my front driveway.
And there is nothing pleasant about two-week-old grass clippings.
No, it
they
stinks.
They reek.
It stinks.
Yeah, they reek.
I had to clean that up. And at this point, I'm now 15 minutes behind schedule.
Man.
After I had been 10 minutes ahead, I'm now 15 minutes behind schedule. I get to the coffee shop. I'm like, you know what's going to make me feel better?
Yeah.
My regular morning drive to work coffee.
Sure.
Place my order. Same thing I get Monday to Friday from the exact same place.
Yeah.
Which is a small coffee with one milk.
Yeah. It's good coffee.
Get that coffee for my drive in. Take my first sip.
Yeah.
It was not coffee with milk.
What was it?
It was a hot chocolate that was like full of sugar.
They gave me a hot chocolate?
They gave me a hot chocolate.
I can understand. Sometimes you ask for milk, they give it to you black, or maybe they accidentally throw sugar in there. But to order a coffee and they get hot chocolate.
That's like winning the lottery.
Right. For the, more, no, it's not, Maury, because you can always just order a hot chocolate.
No, but a surprise is a win.
No. Continue, Mocha.
I get to work.
Yeah.
I park my car in the parking garage. We're up on the second floor where the radio station is. I take the stairs.
Yeah.
Because I'm running behind a little bit,
yeah.
I decide, let me just pick up the pace and do a light jog up the stairs. What happens as I do my light jog up the stairs? My foot catches one of the stairs and I fall. And I think it's worse to fall going up the stairs than it is to fall down the stairs.
Yeah, because it's all shins when you're going up.
So,
it's all shins.
Not only did my shins get it, but my chest got it too.
Oh, you fell like all the way to chest?
I fell to chest.
You went all the way. I can't remember the last time I fell and went all the way to chest.
I was so shook.
What were your arms doing at that time? Too tired from holding that huge hot chocolate.
I almost couldn't breathe. I had to call 911.
You know what you are right now? You have to live. You need to live the do-over. You need a do-over today.
Well, what happened to the hot chocolate?
I tossed it. Yeah. I had to. Oh, I dumped it down the sink. Yeah. I tossed it.
You need a do-over. I know these days. You need a do-over.
If there's anything that I learned today that I could pass on to anyone listening right now, and you could take this with you for the rest of the week or the rest of the month or the rest of your life, is that life sucks and life hates you sometimes.
Yeah, it does. Also, you should have taken that extra 10 minutes of sleep when you had the chance.
Hey, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
In 1939, 79 years ago.
Oh, it's your birthday. Happy birthday.
Stop it. Really, more?
Happy birthday, bro.
Well done.
In 1939, 79 years ago, the Wizard of Oz premiered. Why are you laughing so hard over there, bro?
That was so good.
It is a classic.
Not long ago, huh?
Yeah, it is a classic, though. I mean, geez, 1939. A perfect opportunity to visit the Johnny Depp School of Acting, which is something that we have done on this show for a while now, which the story goes Johnny Depp, too famous, too eccentric, too weird, and too busy to memorize his own lines. So the story was that while Johnny Depp is shooting a movie, he doesn't memorize the script. What he has is somebody in his earpiece in a different room reading him, feeding him his lines as the scene's going on, and then he just regurgitates them. And
that's tough, man.
As we discovered a long time ago, that's very difficult to do. So we'll do a scene now from the classic Wizard of Oz. Maury and Mocha, Johnny Depp School of Acting. Mocha, today you get to play Dorothy.
I do.
Yes, you do.
What? Most famous.
You get to play Dorothy. Maury, you're going to play Glinda, if that's okay.
The Good Witch.
The Good Witch.
Oh, yeah.
So, Maury, I
don't know, man. That Good Witch could have helped Dorothy out like way early in the movie.
True. Maury has not seen this script.
No.
Because why would you? Big star. Maury has an earpiece in his ear. I have Maury's script. I will be feeding Maury's lines to him via the earpiece. Wizard of Oz Anniversary Edition, Johnny Depp School of Acting, Maury and Mocha, take one and action.
But I've never heard of a beautiful witch before.
Only bad witches are ugly because we freed people. We freed the East.
Oh, but if you please, what are munchkins?
Ah, the little people that die in the land. Oh, and Munchkin End. They're hairy and dear. Oh, it's all right. Oh, you can all bow down. It's all right. You all may come out. Come out, come out. Or wherever you are. And meet the old lady that fell from the car.
Okay, cut. I may be mistaken because it's been a long time since I've seen the movie.
Yeah.
But I don't ever remember that specific part of the movie.
No, when
can
she,
we do a run through again?
When she fell from a car?
That did not happen.
Yeah. Okay.
And who are the hairy people talking about? Was that like a DVD bonus? A bonus scene?
Yeah, that's a different munchkin. All right, are we ready? Okay, we'll take two. Wizard of Oz Anniversary Edition, Johnny Depp School of Acting, Maury and Mocha. Take two and action!
But I've never heard of a beautiful witch before.
All the bad witches are ugly. Munchkins are happy and people, and you people for the beast.
No, if you please. What are munchkins?
The little people in this munchkin land. You are here, natural peer in the pants.
Did you say national pee here in the pants?
I guess another deleted scene, huh? Another DVD extra.
Oh my god.
Okay. I heard stories about those munchkins from back in the day, but never this one. All right, one more time, and Mocha, we're gonna pick it up on if that's okay with you.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Wizard of Oz Anniversary Edition, Johnny Depp School of Acting, Maury and Mocha, take three and action.
Oh, but if you please, what are munchkins?
The little people, the land. It's Munchkin Land. Bachelor, the heroine. It's all right. You'll come out and you'll thank her. You'll come out. Wherever you are, and meet the lady that fell from the car. She fell from the star. She can't. Oh, she named the name of the star.
I could have swore at one point in that conversation you said the munchkin with the heroin.
Yeah, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So everybody's going in on Disney for hiring a straight actor to play their first gay character.
Hold on, what?
Yeah, so, and I don't even really know who. Do you know who this actor is? Jack Whitehall? You never heard of him, Maury?
Whitehall?
So The Jungle Cruise is a movie also starring Emily Blunt and Dwayne Johnson.
The Rock, baby!
Yeah, and there's a character in the movie who's apparently, quote, hugely effete, very camp, and very funny. So I guess that would be the sort of stereotypical mannerisms of an over-the-top sort of gay character.
What's the name of the guy?
Right? The movie's called The Jungle Cruise. I don't know what the character's name is.
No, sorry. The actor.
Jack Whitehall. And so they cast Jack Whitehall, and he said that he was very happy about this. What's that, Maury?
He's known for a UK game show called A League of Their Own and stuff.
Cool.
So he's like, he's done some stuff.
He said it's cool to be a part of something on this scale and also as possibly one of the biggest Disney nerds on the planet. So excited to be working on a project with this much history. and not everybody's happy. So let me read you one of the tweets that sort of did the rounds yesterday. Quote, if you're one of the people who doesn't see the big deal with Jack Whitehall, a straight white male, I don't know what white has to do with anything, being cast to play the first openly gay Disney character, then you're part of the problem. So are people having a hard time? I guess here's the question, because this is yet another straight actor playing a gay character, or is this just simply because this is Disney's sort of first foray into an openly gay character, not an elusively gay character like the guy from Beauty and the Beast?
Oh, Gaston. No, not Gaston. His boy.
LeFou? What was his name?
Pepe.
Not Pepe. Josh Gad played
Josh Gad played him, right? Yeah. So, and he was sort of like ambiguously. Yeah.
But they never said it. Like, they're actually saying that he is gay.
This is a gay character. And so I think that may have more to do with Disney than the sort of argument that we've seen over and over and over again when it comes to, you know, who can play what. Because Ruby Rose, they just announced that Ruby Rose, who I think identifies as gay.
She came out a long time.
Where she is going to play a gay Batgirl.
And she had to shut down her Twitter.
Everybody freaked out over that. Yeah. So half the world online, the idiots, are freaking out over a gay person being cast to play a gay character. And then everybody else freaks out when a straight person is cast to play a gay character.
I will say, admittedly, that when I read this, that I was upset that Disney's finally doing an openly gay character. Why wouldn't they cast? There's so many out amazing
here's a
gay
question,
characters.
Sure, yeah.
Here's a question.
Which is a fair argument.
Okay,
yeah.
What if,
yeah,
and I'm not saying they did, but what if Disney reached out to multiple gay actors and said, hey, we have this role, would you consider it? And they said no.
Neil Patrick Harris would turn this down.
Jack Whitehall, then they went to him and said, hey, we have this opportunity. Would you like to take it? Disney fan saying, of course.
I could see that happening if we were talking about Anthony Hopkins being cast. But we're talking about the great Jack Whitehall, who nobody's ever heard of before.
But
right?
I see what you're saying, Mocha, but there's no way that they went to all these openly gay actors saying, do you want to play Disney's first openly gay character? And they all said no.
Right.
There's no chance.
But maybe that's not the priority, though. But maybe excluding somebody from a role deliberately is not the priority. Maybe you're afraid that if you only put something out as a casting call where you specifically excluded a group, whether they are straight or gay, that's also a position that you don't want to be in, because who wants to be accused of that?
So it's a no-win situation.
Right? I was for the argument. I remember this too, because this was the argument was always this, and I was always 100% behind it, which was when the argument was that from gay people or somebody who's trans or whatever, when the argument always was, we can play more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Stop casting me. Stop thinking I can only do this one thing. I was like, hell yeah, you can do more.
Disney,
you can
just
do everything.
But
the argument has changed.
Anyone can audition, and if openly gay people audition, if they're perfect for the role, then give it to them.
But we don't know that story.
But
what I'm saying is the argument has changed now, because the argument used to be, I can do more than this.
Yeah.
Stop only looking at me for this one thing, because I was like, yes, hell yeah, you can do anything you want. If you're great, you're great, you can do anything you want. Now the argument is, we can only do this. And the argument has changed. It's changed very much. And yet there's history, even recent history, where it doesn't align with, like, Eric Stone Street on Modern Family, who his character is that sort of stereotypical.
Isn't he
straight? He's totally straight.
Yeah.
Right? And then you have Eric McCormack.
And he's straight and married.
Will and Grace, and he's straight and married. But then you also have Jim Parsons.
Yeah.
Jim Parsons.
Gay.
Playing straight. So you have these recent sort of examples of where it has been completely acceptable, and not only acceptable but completely celebrated.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost everything after a certain point has to now fall in line with the new rules.
I think that the problem
and I think different people play by different rules. I think Disney is held to a different accountability than maybe what somebody else is.
I think because they're putting the headline Disney's first openly gay character being played by the straight. I think because there's that umbrella over it that upsets
it's valid argument.
People like myself.
It's valid argument. Does it upset you?
Yeah.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I fell asleep in the backyard yesterday with one foot in the sun.
What?
Yeah.
So the rest of your body was like fully shaded.
Fully shaded.
Except for one foot.
One foot, yeah.
How long were you sleeping for?
Oh, I think maybe 40 minutes.
Were you wearing your tight jeans?
Yeah. Yeah. So I had what? Oh, even worse than that. I went down.
Dude, it was like 34 like 34, 35 degrees yesterday in the afternoon.
I was soaking wet.
And you fell asleep in the backyard with your jeans on.
With jeans on. Yeah. Because I'm always ready to rumble, right? So,
but how are you going to rumble when you got one hot foot?
Well, that's the problem, right? But no, I'm always ready to rumble. So I don't like falling asleep in like shorts or undies during the day because you never know when you're going to have to fight an intruder.
If it ever makes the news, you don't want to be that guy. Man in underwear fights off home invasion.
No, because my undies have been getting smaller and smaller over the years. The older I get, the smaller my undies get. It's really quite remarkable. I wore a pair of undies the other day where it was just the undies part, and you know the part that like goes around your waist, the waist part was literally just the elastic. Like the waistband. You know what I mean? Like it looked like a sumo wrestler.
Bro, you got to go to Walmart or something. Right?
Why? No. I don't mean they're old. They're brand new undies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's all.
I don't mean my undies are slowly disintegrating. I mean, the older I get, the less and less undie I like to wear.
Why aren't you just like, just go commando?
Commando? Yeah. What, am I going to fight a guy naked?
No. Oh. Just tight jeans, right? Them Janes and nothing else.
To work.
Dude, to wherever.
No, it's not appropriate.
How long
do
you
pick up Roxy from daycare. I'm not going to show up with no undies and jeans. What am I, 1972? Or it was okay for dads to walk around with jeans and no undies?
Everybody's
looking.
Okay, sure.
Everybody looks. You don't look? You see somebody that you suspect maybe isn't wearing undies, you don't look? Of course you look.
Well, I just assume everybody wears undies, and if they don't, then I don't know. I can't tell.
Right. It's like a toupee, right? If I see somebody that's obviously wearing a toupee, I don't care one way or the other, but I notice that the man is wearing a toupee.
Crotches or the crotch area.
You don't do a check?
No.
Oh,
why would I?
I don't know. Like if I see somebody and I suspect maybe they're not wearing undies, I always like to confirm.
But how many times are you suspecting that somebody's not wearing underwear?
I suspect a lot of people are not wearing underwear, to be honest with you. This city's a filthy place.
With that one hot foot.
With that one hot foot.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
For the past, I don't even know, how long has James Bond been around? I don't even know.
102 years.
Longer than us, right?
Oh, yeah.
And ever since then, it's always the who's going to be the next Bond, who's going to be the next Bond. First of all, I don't know anyone who's... favorite movie is a James Bond movie. I know people that like James Bond. Mm-hmm. I've never in my life met somebody where you're like, hey, what's your favorite movie? And they mention a James Bond movie.
I don't think I've ever seen a full James Bond movie from beginning to end, to be honest with you.
And so Daniel Craig has one James Bond left, which they're going to start filming.
1963 is when it started.
Thank you, Maury.
God.
So yes, before all of us. They're going to start shooting in December for a October 2019 release. And then... last week, director Antoine Fuqua claimed that James Bond producer Barbara Broccoli wants a, quote, non-white actor for the role after Daniel Craig bows out.
Okay.
And he had said that Idris Elba could do it if he was in shape. He says you need a guy who's physically strong, and Idris has that.
I like that guy.
People wanting Idris Elba to be James Bond has been going around for years.
And I have a question.
Yes.
And it may be a stupid question, okay?
Yeah.
And maybe a bit naive, so I apologize in advance. But do people want Idris Elba to be James Bond because they think he'll make a great James Bond, or do they want Idris Elba to be James Bond because he's black?
Both. I would say yes to A and correct. And yes to B as well. I think both. I think people really love Idris Elba, and they think that he'd be a great James Bond. And I also think that there's a lot of people who think that in the world of James Bond, that white people have taken up too much space for too long.
Yeah.
Because that's just the way everything goes. And that's the world we live in.
Does Bond have to be of a certain age, too?
I would say, because the argument is, somebody brought up the argument saying that they think that Idris Elba is too old to play James Bond. And that's a whole other conversation. Really? Because when you sign on for James Bond, you're possibly going into... like
10-year contract,
10 years of your life. If you do a couple of movies,
how old is he?
And Idris Elba is 45, right?
Okay. Yeah. I don't think that's old at all. to play James Bond.
Because how old's Daniel Craig? He's up there too.
Yeah, he's not that old.
I thought
old,
Idris Elba was a little bit younger. Hold on, to be here. Honest with you.
Like,
because all I always the stuff thought that I saw on social last week when that picture came out, not claiming, but saying, hey, Idris Elba would make a great 007.
Yeah.
007, excuse me. A lot of the comments, there was some like hateful stuff.
Yeah, see, Daniel
being said about him.
Daniel Craig is just now 50. And he's been doing James Bonds for how long, Daniel? 10 years.
For 10 years,
or
yeah.
Or a little bit longer than that. But, so Idris Elba freaked everybody out the other day because on Sunday he tweeted, my name is Elba, Idris Elba. And then everybody was like, oh my God, it's on.
Yeah.
And then he tweeted right after that, don't believe the hype.
Oh. But has anybody actually ever heard from him? Like, does he want to be Bond?
I've asked him before.
Oh. And?
And he had said, you know, that he wouldn't mind playing. I think what he had said was that he has heard this. Everybody's been saying this for so long. And I think what he was more leaning towards was playing some sort of Bond villain.
Oh, okay.
He thought that would have been cool.
He'd be a great villain.
That he would be a great Bond villain. But yeah, so this whole thing. But again, the world goes crazy with these James Bond stories. But again, there's been so many James Bond movies. I have never met a single person whose favorite movie is a James Bond movie.
I don't think
people care that much.
I mean, like the idea of Idris Elba playing James Bond because I think he'd make a great James Bond.
Sure.
Because I like that guy. I don't like him playing James Bond knowing that, let's say he's signing up for 10 years.
Yeah.
10 more years of why he shouldn't be James Bond because he's black. Comments from the public.
Is he British?
Yes.
Okay, because you have to also be British, right?
Yes. Oh, you very much have to. There would be no standing for that.
Yeah.
If you didn't have to, you can't have Johnny Depp going in there faking the accent.
I would just not like to see 10 years of hate comments going towards Idris Elba for being black playing James Bond.
Yeah, but I think people will get over that after his first Bond, right?
No, absolutely not. Are you kidding me?
Well, see, the difference is this, and I've always thought of James Bond this way, where this could work, okay, is that don't think of James Bond as a continuing story with the same character, just sort of in parallel universe. Think of James Bond, and maybe I'm right about this. I don't know that much about James Bond, but think about it this way. Think about James Bond is just a alias code name given to various agents over the course of history.
See, that would
so
make
there,
sense.
There have been many James Bonds. Let's say they all exist in the world together. Okay,
like just like 007.
It's the same universe. It's just an alias.
It's an alias
and
James
the
Bond.
Agent changes all the time.
Therefore, you could have a woman who is then James Bond.
Sure.
Right? Because that's just the name you're given.
Well, like Lucy Liu is playing Watson on TV right now.
Sure, sure. You know. But let's just say that James Bond is, that's just the code name of various agents that they've had in MI6 throughout the years, right? Then it works.
Yeah.
It works fine. Anybody could do it because it's not the one guy. But people look at this as a continuation of a single man
named
James Bond.
That theory needs to come from the James Bond people for it to make sense.
That's the only way it makes
sense. Quote, unquote, sense, and to stop all the hate.
Yeah.
Hi, Roz and Mocha. Who's this?
Hi, it's Rich from Mississauga.
What's up, Rich? How are you, man?
Great. Just heard your point about 007 and James Bond, and I just want to say, with all due respect, I disagree.
You disagree with what?
Well, with the James Bond part, I mean, 007 is MI6's code for James Bond.
Sure.
James Bond is the name of the man, and the man has been white since day one.
Okay, I don't think that, you know, they've done it in books too. I really have no problem when they change up characters. I really don't. I thought the new Ghostbusters with the all-female cast, it is my favorite Ghostbusters.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
I love that Ghostbusters with Melissa McCarthy better than I like Ghostbusters 1 with
Dan Aykroyd
and those guys.
Bill Murray
I enjoy it more. I really do. I think it's a more fun film. I think it gets to the action a whole lot faster. I think most of the jokes are better, but they don't really go out of their way to make a point that the fact that the scientists are women is some sort of a hindrance to them, that it gets an obstacle that they have to get over. They just happen to be women living in that world, and that's fine. When you take something like James Bond, I think what a lot of people have a hard time with is that he's now going to be Idris Elba, who is black, and then James Bond, they may write in aspects of the character where he then has to deal with some sort of latent racism that that people may have towards him, which is not an aspect of James Bond. So I get that maybe you don't want to see that, because then that really changes James Bond and all future motivations
for
it's
never been mentioned
exactly.
Since 1963 yeah. when James Bond first came
now,
out.
Now, if you just take Idris Elba and slot him in as if race was just a non-issue, then I don't have a problem with that. Yeah. But I think that where a lot of people may get tripped up is now James Bond is going to somehow, you know, carry this sort of weight of that with him in the character. And I don't know if people want that from their James Bond.
Well, I agree. I agree with you. And that's the thing. But my point is 007 is the code for
sure.
James Bond. James Bond is the name of the man, and, you know, we know that we have that picture of that character since, you know, the Sean Connery days, or even probably before. I think there's even one before that.
No, I get it, but then you have to change the way that you look at the, you don't look at the James Bond movies as this has been the same guy doing this for all the movies, right?
I agree. The point I'm saying is that 007 is the code for James Bond.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, James Bond is not the code for a man that MI6 had.
No, I know, but I'm just saying you could look at it that way, because 007, all 007 means is that's your license to kill, right?
Mm-hmm. I think that's the agent number that they assign to their agents, correct?
So why can't they
assign that number to a 45-year-old black guy?
Well, exactly. So they can assign 007 to, you know, to Kevin Hart, and that's okay.
Yeah.
But oh my change gosh. It.
Could you imagine Kevin Hart as James Bond?
Yeah.
That's a whole new story.
Oh, man. Hey.
All right. Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Of course, man. Thanks for calling in. Take care.
All right.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Mark Wahlberg and Ronda Rousey have a new movie drops tomorrow called Mile 22. And Demi Moore, he's had the opportunity to speak with both Mark Wahlberg and Ronda Rousey.
You get along very well with Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg and Dan Moyer are like best friends.
Yeah.
So anytime you put them in a room together, it's just fun.
Yeah.
And Mark Wahlberg's a great guy. He's been in this business for a long time. He likes to have fun.
True.
So I have a couple of clips here of Dan and Moyer with Mark Wahlberg, and their conversation is great.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
I like that.
And Ronda Rousey, she's been on the Roz and Mocha Show a couple times before.
Yeah.
And she's been always, like, really cool.
Sure.
I don't know if maybe she was having a bad day when she sat down in front of Dan Mori. But she was not fun.
So Mark Wahlberg gets along with Mori very well. Ronda Rousey was just having none of Mori.
None.
Yes. Understood.
So these are, like, complete opposite spectrum interviews.
Fair enough. Let's do it.
Let's start with the good.
Yeah, please.
Mark Wahlberg with Dan Mori about Mile 22.
Now, every wife, girlfriend, and me has you on their top five list. You know what the top five list is, right? The five celebrities you can cheat on your partner with.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Right? And then you're on mine.
Nice.
And probably many other people.
To do with the movie.
But okay. I got to think, like, you're just willy-nilly about being on the top five. So I wanted, like, should you be on our top five? Like, justify why you should still be on our top five.
I don't think I can justify why I should still be. I'm honored, but I think, you know, I'm 47. I'm getting old. I'm out of the game. But, you know, if I'm on the list, you know what? I'm taking that with pride and very appreciative of that. It actually makes me feel a little bit younger. Give me a little more motivation to work out in the gym tomorrow.
Well, you know, because there's always the hotter guys that, you know, that could knock you off at some point.
Well, you know what? But I think the relatability factor keeps me on the list. Being humble, you know, working hard, coming from that kind of, you know, background where, you know, you're not supposed to be able to have this success, but you work that hard and you kind of have that can-do anything attitude.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the thing that keeps me on the list.
Right?
So, I like that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That was actually a very insightful conversation based on an absolutely ridiculous question.
And Mark Wahlberg, we found out a couple weeks ago, is investing his money not into a alcohol business, not into clothing, not into sneakers. But
the market, Bitcoin, no,
not none of that.
Oh,
he wants to open up his own car dealerships, and that's exactly what he's doing,
of course.
Right
now, I don't know how rich it is that you want to be in life, but now you own a car dealership, and I never imagined you as being like a car salesman.
I don't actually. I own the dealership.
Well, sell me a car. Sell me a car.
Well, let me tell you something. You look like a Corvette man. But if you can't afford a Corvette, let's get you one of those brand new Camaros.
Oh.
Okay, we'll do the customized one. If you like the Wahlburgers logo, we'll put them in the headrest. If you want them on the fenders, we'll put them in the fenders. We'll give you the match for free. But I've always been a huge car guy, and it was always my dream. I remember imagining that one day I could go onto a car lot and buy a car. And never mind now being able to provide Chevrolets to people in Columbus, Ohio, and hopefully all over the country. You know, I love being in Middle America.
I'm literally reaching for my wallet.
Nice.
There's nothing in it. There's nothing in it.
Two.
There's nothing in it, but I'm reaching for my wallet.
If you buy the first one at full price, I'm going to give you the second one at my discount.
Which is full price.
Pretty close.
There you go. You get along great. Wahlberg's so great, man.
Right? Like, yeah. You guys sound like you're having a lot of fun.
So Ronda Rousey was just having none of it, huh?
All know Ronda Rousey, UFC, WWE now, and her world famous armbar is what, you know, put her over the top and made her the champion for as long as she was.
Yeah.
And oftentimes when people sit down in front of her, they want to talk to her about that armbar.
Sure.
So I guess David Morey wanted to have some fun with her and be like, hey, did you know, maybe talk to Mark Wahlberg and maybe try to put him in an armbar or anything
tough
like
guy.
That?
Right? Yeah, he's a tough guy. Yeah.
Rhonda, did Mark ask you to put him into your famous armbar? And if not, do you think you could get him into one?
Well, no, he did not ask me to put him in an armbar. And the second part of that question is stupid, and I'm not going to answer it.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And then things kind of went from bad to worse.
Now, Rhonda, I got to ask you this. What's your ultimate goal? Movie star, stay with the WWE and work towards becoming a Hall of Famer, or go back to the UFC? What's your ultimate goal?
Well, what makes you think you could pin down my ultimate goals? You don't know what my ultimate goals are, and it's not one of those three.
Oh, and what is it?
I want to be a mom.
Yeah. Oh, that's so... Wow. And what if your kid wants to get into fighting?
Then that's up to them, you know. I wouldn't push them into fighting, but I'd like to make sure that they know how to fight, you know, just for self-defense.
She's had, like, no time for Maury at all. She was having a bad day.
Yeah. Maybe not. She could have been in a great mood. It could just be Maury.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Right?
Like, no offense,
I'm not
going
to blame it all on Rhonda.
The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
Just reading an article about Dane Cook. Remember Dane Cook?
Oh my God.
Remember the comic Dane Cook?
I hadn't heard that name in forever.
Thank you.
What's that guy up to these days?
Dating a 19-year-old.
Okay, what?
So the headline, Dane Cook, 46, talks about the 27-year age gap between he and his girlfriend, Kelsey Taylor, who's 19.
What?
Yeah. 27-year age gap. And it's interesting, and because they also just celebrated a year together.
Wait a minute. When she was 18?
Okay. So they celebrated a year together, and he also said that they were friends for a while and soon after fell in like with each other and then upgraded to love, quote unquote. So presumably he met her
when she was 17.
When he was 40. When he was 44. He was 45 or 44, and she was maybe 17. And he said that they met at his house when he was hosting a games night at his place. So I have two questions.
What, like
with
her parents brought her over?
That's what I'm thinking. Like, is she the daughter of like one of his friends? Maybe. Because what 17-year-old is going to be going to a 45-year-old man's? I mean, I know it's Hollywood and she's in show business and everything else. I guess she's like a singer, a backup singer, backup dancer. But how does a 17-year-old meet?
Or like somebody that she knows Dane
but
Cook?
Who would she know? Like, and I know,
like,
again,
maybe her manager or somebody else in the industry.
But what the manager's going to say, hey, you know what's a great idea? I'm going to my friend Dane Cook's house, who's 45 years old and I'm 45. Why don't I bring my 17-year-old friend with me?
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah,
it makes
some questions that need to be answered.
Yeah, and I'm not judging. Like, I don't want to get too judgy. They're both adults at this point, and if they're madly in love, they're madly in love. Who cares? But they did have to disable all the comments on their Instagram post together.
Oh, gee, I wonder why.
Because people are just savage, right? Savage. But somebody did. I guess he was doing a Q&A, And
you don't do that. Yeah, come on.
He was doing a Q&A, and somebody had asked Dane Cook, hey, do you have any advice for somebody who's in a large age gap relationship? And Dane Cook's advice was that you just have to come to terms with the fact that you're going to die far apart.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
And today we are celebrating the birthday that Guinness Book of World Records has announced today.
Stop it.
She's now the oldest woman in the world.
Stop it. You're only saying that to drive me crazy.
Now Madonna turns 103 years old today.
60, which is still impressive. 60. Oh, this is a great song. What do you like to celebrate today, Moore? Yeah, I don't mind this one. My favorite Madonna song, right?
Like a Prayer.
No, not Like a Prayer. I do love Like a Prayer. I really do love Like a Prayer. That's a great song.
You seem more like a Justify My Love.
Well, because I did that cover of it years ago, if you remember.
Oh, my God.
And then, no, don't do that yet. No, let's not.
Okay.
But I like Where's the Party? That's my favorite old Madonna song.
I don't know enough about
that.
Madonna.
Was like a not a popular one.
No, it wasn't
like
a popular B-side. One. Yeah, but I dated a girl who really, really liked that. This Italian girl.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She dressed like Madonna, too. Wore the little lacy gloves and did her hair up and stuff. Yeah, it's great. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. You still think about her?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it doesn't sound like it. that's a very descriptive memory of her.
Yeah. Yeah, her name was Laura. She dumped me for a guy named Carlos.
But nah, I never think about her.
Carlos Ferrari. I've never forgiven that guy. Anyway, so what did you do yesterday? You want to talk to Madonna fans?
Of course.
Okay.
Roz, you will look absolutely even better when you hit 60. Oh. And you will always be my material girl. What's going on? It's Madonna's birthday. Yes! 60. She looks fabulous.
She's flawless. Skin is tight. Booty's up.
She's flawless. Madonna's everything.
If you could say something to her to wish her a happy birthday, what would you say?
I would say, first of all, I'm a dancer, so my whole dream is to be one of her backup dancers. I would say, Madonna, can I show you my center split?
Oh.
Drop on the floor and just blow her a kiss.
Well, it wouldn't be Madonna's birthday if we didn't sing.
Like a virgin. Hey! Touched for the very first time. Ow.
Come on, Mama. Happy birthday. I love you.
Oh, my God. It's Madonna's birthday. She's 60.
Is she really, though? Actually.
How has Madonna affected your life?
Well, my uncle likes to sing her songs when he's drunk in his restaurant, so he makes me sing them with him.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fantastic. Guess what you're going to do right now for me? You're going to sing one of, like, a line from her song.
Oh, my God. Okay. You must be my lucky star, because you shine on me. Wherever you are.
Dude, it's Madonna's 60th birthday. We're celebrating.
No clue, man. I don't know anything about Madonna, for real, man.
You not want to wish her a happy birthday?
Happy birthday, Madonna.
You know the best way we should celebrate Madonna's 60th birthday?
Ow.
You're going to sing a line from one of her songs for me.
Okay. Life is a mystery. Everyone must stand alone.
So enthusiastic.
I hear you call my name, and it feels like home.
Can you imagine a world without Madonna?
No, I can't, no. Yeah.
Do you want to help us celebrate her birthday?
Sure.
Okay, let's sing together, shall we?
Don't cry for me, Argentina. The truth has never left you. All through my wild days, my bad existence. I get my promise. Don't keep your distance.
This is their favorite. Yes, girl. Song. Nice one.
Nice one.
It is Madonna's birthday.
Woo, happy birthday, Madonna.
Can you believe this?
Yeah, how old is she now? Like 82, 83?
No, she's 60 today.
Congratulations, you made it this far. Happy birthday, Madonna. Keep doing what you're doing, all that Botox, all that stuff, looking good.
Wow. Okay, you know how we're going to celebrate together?
How?
You're going to sing a bit of one of her songs.
When you call my name, it's like a little prayer. I'm down on my knees, I'm going to take you there.
That was awesome. Wow.
Happy birthday, Madonna.
All right, Damon Moore, you have exactly 12 seconds right now to say what you want to Madonna.
Girl, I love you. You're everything. Hey. I wish you the happiest birthday at 60. You look unbelievable. Thank you for everything you've done for our community. And keep doing what you do.
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Brian Hansen.
Hey.
Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show. How are you, man?
I'm great, thank you.
Good. This movie, first of all, is fascinating. So Happy Time Murder. It is. Because I'll tell you, when the story first broke, when Sesame Street came after you guys and filed that suit to, I guess, stop using sesame in the promotional materials for this.
Right.
I just read the headline where I was like, okay, Brian Henson, son of Jim Henson, did like a super R-rated thing. And my first impression was, I'm like, this sounds like somebody who really did not have the best relationship with his father. But you are the complete opposite of that. You run the company.
Yeah.
How long has this movie been in your life? Like, how long have you wanted to do the R-rated sort of puppet movie?
Well, it all started... And then we'll go back to my father.
Yes,
everybody thinks
do.
My father is you know, Mr.
Don't
Clean
tell me this was
that.
His idea.
No. Okay. No, but he had a very adult sensibility. People forget he did the first season of Saturday Night Live.
That's right.
We had at one point sold the company and then bought the company back.
Right.
I don't know. It was all a weird thing my family. We sold the Jim Henson Company at a certain time when the industry was tough on medium sized companies, and then bought it back like 3 years later. And then I thought, you know, the puppeteers, it just wasn't, we weren't as funny. People, they weren't as funny. Everybody was very script bound. So I started this improv comedy workshop to train the puppeteers into a new funny tone, a new energy. And it was a really successful workshop. And then we put it up in front of an audience just for fun as a live performance, and everybody loved it. And it just naturally went very blue.
Right.
And the audience always, and it's a great show. And I still do it. It's a show called Puppet Up. And at one point it was called Stuffed and Unstrung for a little while. I had it up.
I love that name, by the way.
And I had it up. I brought it up here to Toronto. It did really work. I think we've been up to Toronto a couple of times. Anyway, that show was just like this thing where I could every night put it up in front of an audience and let the audience make suggestions of what they wanted the puppets to do, because it was an improv comedy show. And I realized, you know, people really enjoy it going adult and blue, as long as you know you're in a safe space, meaning no kids allowed. It's really kind of delightfully fun.
And there's something really so fascinating about seeing a puppet use the F word.
Yeah, it's naughty and it's really fun. It's not, we don't go, it's not gross or anything like that. And it's not just puppets swearing, because that'll last, you know, five or 10 minutes.
You have to kill them as well.
Yeah, you have to kill them. You have to let them have sex and let them be a little weird and perverted, but having real lives. And the movie, it's really a character-driven story. I could have made this movie as a PG movie, except what I wanted to do was I wanted to leave the Muppets their space, because the Muppets are great and I want them to continue and be strong and forever. And they perform for they're the all audience characters, the Muppets. And kids can watch, adults can watch alone and enjoy it, and they can watch with kids. So I didn't want to mess in their space at all. So even though this film could have been a PG, gritty film noir crime thriller, actually, I thought it was better. And the studio, STX, really agreed to actually make it very much an R-rated movie so that nobody gets confused.
Brian Henson is here talking about his new movie, Happy Time Murders. This is the one with puppets and real people. So it stars Melissa McCarthy, Elizabeth Banks, Maya Rudolph, Joel McHale. Were there any stars that you reached out to be in the movie that just like blatantly said no?
I can't tell you specifically,
but the answer is yes.
There's quite a few actors that they go, puppets, no.
Yeah. Right. it doesn't matter the context, right?
They just go, puppets, no.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And I think, and most of those are the actors that really rely on chemistry with the actor that they're in a scene with, and they just can't even perceive what that would be with a puppet. One they don't understand is with our puppeteers, you actually do develop that similar sort of chemistry.
Like Joaquin Phoenix was not on top of your list.
The real method actors would really go nuts. Yeah. You know, the ones who are all method who say, I'm not acting at all, I just am the character.
Happy Time Murders in theaters on August 24th. Brian Henson, thank you very much for joining us on the Roz and Mocha Show today.
Oh, sure.
Right on, thanks.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I want to tell you the story of a Twitter war which led to a real-life meetup resulting in death.
Oh, Jesus.
Before I tell you the story, which is more likely? Is this a Twitter war that took place between two models? Is this a Twitter war that took place between two nerds from Silicon Valley? Not the TV show, but actual nerds from Silicon Valley who developed an app similar to one another? Or is this a story of two angry hockey dads whose kids play on a rival team?
So
what's more likely?
Okay, so it was a fight that started on Twitter, turned into a real life fight, then turned into homicide?
Yes.
And my choices are two
models,
app nerds, two models, or two hockey dads.
Yeah.
Models.
How'd you know?
I had no idea. I just took a guess.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Because I don't... Jeez. What two models get upset about?
A British fashion model has been convicted of murdering a more successful rival the two engage in a social media fueled dispute. On Monday, a jury found George Koh guilty of stabbing Harry Uzoka through the heart.
Oh, can I just tell you something? As soon as you said models, I just assumed they were women.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't assume they were male models. But
I guess
now
you
it all
would.
Makes sense.
I guess you would, right?
Yeah. I don't know how many women are going around killing each other because they're a more successful model. But okay, go ahead. Sorry.
The 25-year-old victim was signed to London's premier model management agency and had modeled for GQ and Zara.
That's a good deal.
The other model appeared in ads for Louis Vuitton.
Oh, better deal.
Prosecutors say Uzoka accused Koh of trying to copy him, and the two men feuded after Koh claimed to have slept with Uzoka's girlfriend. So then they met up.
So this is less about one model being mad at another model for modeling beef, more so than it is a guy slept with another guy's girlfriend, and then it turned into...
So he says.
Yeah, okay, I got you.
And then they met up, and... Dude busted out a knife, pulled out a knife,
Jesus.
And he told the police that he carries two knives for self-defense.
Oh, my God. You got to just chill, people. You really do. Not like that this is an everyday occurrence where a Twitter war turns into a real war, which turns into a homicide, but you got to just chill, man.
Right? Models
really
accusing each
do.
Other of ripping off styles.
Like your pose?
And yeah.
Really?
Pose, look, everything.
Like you cut your hair the same way I do. You
same
put your
way.
Hand on the
and
same
you,
hip.
I look at this picture. Look at these two guys. These guys look...
Yeah, but nice. But you can't, like, it's not their fault.
No.
Like, blame the industry.
Like, the hair kind of looks the same. Their eyebrows are kind of shaped the same.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they got the same nose, the same jawline.
Sure.
Ears, even.
But,
like, everything. These guys look like they could be brothers.
Yeah, but a lot of models look like they're related because they're all just hot.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's the thing. Like, that's just the way models are. You all look like you come from the same island.
Like, I follow a lot of models, and a lot of them pose together. My friend Nick Bateman's a hot model, and he poses with his friend shirtless.
Sorry, when you say you follow, like, in the streets or, like, on Instagram?
Like, we bumped into each other in L.A.
Yeah.
And when he poses shirtless with his friend, you can't tell them apart.
No, they all look the same.
They all look the same.
Yes.
But there you go. Two
right?
models got into a Twitter fight, got into
Jeez,
a real
that's not
fight.
Cool, man.
And one of them ended up dead.
Roz and Mocha Q&A.
Ask Roz and Mocha.
There you go. Always a favorite part of the podcast where you get to write in to us. And we do most of this on Instagram, I guess through text a little bit too, but mostly from Instagram. We'll post up and ask Roz and Mocha a picture once a week. And then you guys can ask your questions there. And we always find somebody or sometimes a couple of people to join us on the podcast to ask their question with us live. Brandy is on the phone with us.
Hi, Brandy. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for submitting your question. If you can tell everybody, what is your question?
My question is the best and worst advice you guys have ever been given.
Oh, God.
Jeez. There's so much bad advice. And when I mean bad advice, I don't mean like terrible advice that you should never listen to. I mean, there's so much bad advice that people think is great advice.
Yeah. Like for me, for example... Bad advice, like, the weed isn't that strong. Just take a small toke and you'll be fine. Next thing you know, I take a small toke and I'm tripping out.
And you're tripping out, right?
Because I'm not a weed guy.
No, I know. Yeah, no, that's bad advice. Bad advice is also people tell you to stay positive. It's terrible advice because it puts you in a headspace where any sort of negative thoughts, you think that you're going against something or that they're not natural thoughts and that your sort of mandate has to be to stay positive. And it also takes away a lot of times your ability to properly deal with things that are tragic in your life. If you have somebody, and I knew somebody where their mantra in life was to just stay positive. Anytime something bad happened, it was just stay positive. You lose a job, stay positive. You lose a relationship, stay positive. And it's terrible advice because you are then not willing to deal with something that is negative in your life. So a mixture of positive, I will always say be positive, but don't forget sometimes you also got to be real negative too.
My dad gave me the best great advice that I still hold on to this day.
Which is what?
Set little goals for yourself. They're easier to achieve.
Right. Sure. Yes. He knew his son. I'll also say that terrible advice, and they give it to a lot of young people in college, is that, and there's 100 different versions of this, but terrible advice is, you know, do what you love and then you'll never work a day in your life. Or, you know, it's not a job if you love what you do. That is the worst advice ever. It's so damaging to people because you are then setting yourself up to position your place in life to be one of the very, very rare people who get to do, quote unquote, what they love. Most people don't do what they love for a living.
Yeah.
But you have to be responsible and you want to take on responsibility and you want to be employed by somebody or yourself where you are given responsibility and that you're dependable and you show up on time and you work hard and you're trustworthy. That's the purpose of a job. The purpose of a job is to not just find something that you love. Because I guarantee you, if you love... give me something that somebody loves. You like
wrestling.
Now, let's say violin, right?
Okay.
You love the violin. It is the thing in life that you love.
Yeah.
Keep in mind that if you decide to make the violin your career, you then are putting yourself in the position where somebody is going to look at you and go, you suck, and I'm paying you for this, and you're crap. Do better. There goes the thing you love. You just handed the thing that you love in this world to somebody who turned it into a job.
But stay positive.
But stay positive.
Hey, I'll tell you real quick, Brandy, like I'm a pretty positive guy myself, right? Yeah. And I always look for the best of a situation or people. And growing up, you're always told, like, be kind to others, treat people with respect,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
I will say one thing that has stuck with me ever since he said it, like 8 years ago, was something that Roz said.
Oh, something that I said.
That you said that stuck with me, that I have carried with me every single day of my life.
Oh.
And my interaction with everybody that I meet or people who are in my life.
Yeah.
And it's the one thing that you said that will be with me for the rest of my life.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to share this with you, Brandy, and everybody listening to the podcast, is how you treat people matters.
That's true.
Do you remember when you said that?
Yeah.
It was like, it was 8 years ago. Roz was in his hometown of Acton getting a street sign unveiled with his name, Roz Weston Lane. And during his speech, he was saying to everybody how grateful he was for the town and the street sign. And one thing he said that really stuck with me that day was how you treat people matters.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's funny that you say that. Thank you, by the way, Mocha. And it's wonderful that that resonated. And I will say that that is what growing up in a small town did, because you always had to assume that your old man was going to find out everything that you did. And it forced you to realize the importance of how you treat people, because you couldn't go into a store at 13 and be a complete dick to the guy who ran the store, because my dad went in there when he got home from work to buy smokes.
Yeah.
And he'd hear about it. How you treated people really, really matters in a small town. Your reputation, your family's reputation, you know, is at stake. And when I grew up like that, I do, and my whole life now is like that, you know,
for sure.
I still live that way. Like, I really do. I try and live that way. But that's incredible. What was the part two to your question?
The second part of my question was the weirdest thing that somebody's ever done while they were over at your house.
Oh.
Well, Roz doesn't have people over at his house, so you can't participate.
I'll tell you. Can we flip this and say, Maury, what's the weirdest thing while you've been at somebody's house?
Yes.
Two things.
Yes.
One, when I was snooping around, there was a little figurine at somebody's house, and I broke the arm off. So I just took the whole figurine home.
Oh,
I don't know if that counts.
Wow.
Just because I figured if they just didn't see the figurine anymore, they won't notice it was broken.
Wow. Right? Okay, so thieving.
And then second thing was, I was sleeping over at a friend's house once, and I hid snacks from the snack cupboard in a plant in the basement that I was sleeping in so that I could have midnight snacks and wouldn't have to go upstairs to get the snacks. So I just
How
hid them
in
the plant.
How old were you when you were sleeping at a friend's house?
Please don't say last year.
I was going to say like 25.
You were 25?
25? Yeah.
So you're hiding snacks in a plant at 25 while you're sleeping in a friend's house?
A grown-ass man, dog.
I had a mortgage when I was 25.
Well, how's he going to get the snacks?
Oh, my God. Jeez. I don't know. You had a job at the time. Buy your own.
Yeah. Also, where are you sleeping? That you're
I was in the basement
in
a sleeping bag.
You're 25 sleeping on a floor in a sleeping bag? Yeah. Were this guy's parents home or no?
Yeah, they were upstairs in their room.
Oh, my God. Are you sure the timeline is right? You were 25. Can we ask how old the friend was?
Same age, but I was like, it was like a sleepover.
At 25.
No, at 25 years old, I had a full-time job, living on my own, car payments, rent, everything.
Thank you.
But I'm sorry, but what age do sleepovers end?
I'll tell you, I don't know what age they end, but they don't normally extend to 25.
What are they called then?
Well, I don't, like, how is it a sleepover? Like,
I guess because I slept over.
No, but what was the circumstances?
Oh, we were watching movies and hanging out, and then it was time to go to, his parents were like, okay, it's time, guys, we gotta, you know, lights out.
At 25? I know you're terrible at math, but there's no way this is a true story.
Yeah,
I swear.
This has to be when you were like 12.
There's no way this happened at 25.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, well, there you go. I don't know if you get any more weird than that.
That's pretty weird.
Right.
Thank you, Brandy.
Thank you, guys. You guys are awesome. I've been listening to you guys for 8 years, and you guys are the best.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's the best. Thank you, Brandy.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Take care.
All right, we got, like, time for, I think, like, two more questions.
What's
here, how about this one? Angela said, did you ever have a moment in your life when you realized, oh, my God, I am my mother, or, oh, my God, I am my father?
Every day.
What do you do, Maury?
Oh, it's just a matter of whenever I'm at the store or whatever and I'm trying to get discounts on something and I even say it like my dad. And right. Matthew would be like, whoa, when Frank Sherman get here.
What do you say?
Where I'm just like, you know, this is dented.
After he's dropped the can on the floor repeatedly. Do you ever have that moment, Mocha?
Yeah, a lot. And it was pointed out to me. I didn't know that I do this.
Yeah.
But my wife pointed this out. And said, you know, your dad does this all the time.
Really?
Which is, if I'm, I don't know, I could be standing in the backyard admiring the grass. Or we could be walking in the mall and I'm just like kind of window shopping, whatever.
Yeah.
I will take my hands and put them behind my back. And I will, my right hand will grasp my left wrist.
Oh, really?
And I will just like
and you just
walk
stand like that?
Like this,
yeah.
And my old man does that.
Really, huh?
And I had
That's
no
interesting.
Idea.
That's one of those little affect things that you pick up on that you don't even know.
I'm going to add one more quickly.
Yeah.
Because Mocha pointed this out to me when he was at my birthday party.
Yeah.
Is that my whole family does this where if they say something, they immediately then go, hello.
Oh, right. Like, are you listening?
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Right. Maury, what I was going to... Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. I realized, because my dad died years ago, and I realized not that long
Sorry
after...
To hear that.
Thanks, Maury. I hope he haunts you. I realized not that long ago that my brother and I both burp like my dad.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like my and I still
like
live with
the
my
deep,
brother.
Like deep quick burp.
No, just the same way. Like the same way you push out a burp and how it ends. Like it's a tone. Like it's
really?
It's like a note on a trumpet. Like we both burp the same way as my dad. And I will be in a different room if my brother and I are together. I'll be in a different room and if I burp, my brother will go, Dad burp. Because it'll sound just like our dad and how he used to burp. Yeah, yeah.
We'll end with this. Kat Curran wants to know, is Roz Weston a hugger?
Oh.
And prove it.
He didn't say yes or no. If the answer is no, he just proved it.
Yeah. Like, am I a hugger? I love hugging Catherine. I love hugging my kid. But generally, am I a hugger? No.
I can't remember the last time I saw you hug someone, to
be
honest with you.
No, I'm not. No. And sometimes people will even come in here and they'll hug you and I won't hug them.
Well, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I just thought because you just don't like people.
No, I just won't hug them. I'm not big on, especially coworkers and stuff like that. Sometimes I want to hug. It's just not for me. It's not for me.
All right. So if you ever see Roz, don't ask for a hug.
Prove it.
He's proving it right now. He's not a hugger. He's
every day
you.
I prove that to you, Maury. Every day.
Ask Roz and Mocha every week. You're going to see us post a picture on Instagram at Kiss925. So make sure you follow us. Ask your question. You have the opportunity to join us on the podcast to ask your question. Also, don't forget, wherever it is you get your podcast from, Google Play, iOS, if you don't mind, we would love it. Leave a review, leave a rating, and share the podcast with everyone you know.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com
or on the Kiss 92.5 app.